Want to participate in a Don and Mike show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
We are. And oh, they are.
Yeah.
And now I hate them. You know, Mike, I don't know. It's a support rally. It's a protest. I'm not sure.
It's not a true story. He was a neo-Nazi with one true enemy. Himself, a man of faith, a man of hate, and a soul torn apart. Viewer discretion advised.
What they lack in joy, they make up for in organization.
Oh, to hell with them. I wish they were dead, Rob.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Moscow, and all the ships at sea. They love to go camping. Don Geronimo.
What do we love?
You love to go dancing.
Dancing, of course.
Yes, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, it's Don and Mike Show. Thank you for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show. I'm repeating that. Don and Mike Show. And a new episode on this Monday. 03-08-04.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
Howdy, Buzz. And here's your phone number. From anywhere in America, 877-365-3636. From Canada, 800-636-1067. Washington, D.C., on WJFK 202-432-1067. Hope you had a good weekend. Give me a second.
Mm-hmm.
Loading some tapes in right now.
Very good.
Some last-minute loading.
It's always nice to do last-minute loading.
Well,
it's Monday.
It had to be last-minute loading in this case.
Mm-hmm. I did some last-minute loading. I don't know why I said that. But I don't know what it means. You know what I know? I know that it's not offensive.
Ladies and gentlemen, don't look at me like that, Buzz. Okay. It's nothing major.
All right.
Nothing major. Okay, Mike.
Yes.
How are you today?
I'm fine.
What's new today?
What's new? Nothing. I'm here.
What's new on this Monday, March 8th?
Well, you've already said rabbit, rabbit, rabbit.
Yes. What else is new on this Monday, March 8th?
It's Rob's birthday.
Oh. You never let us down.
I know.
You never let us down.
Yeah, I forgot. Oh.
Good heavens, no.
Anyway.
I forgot.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
All over America, there were brackets. With people wondering, betting on the fact if you would remember, and your last drop dead hint, I believe, happened on either Thursday or Friday's show.
Well, I know, you're right.
When Rob just said his birthday was today.
And I didn't go to the money machine.
Oh, my. Oh, gosh.
Checking his wallet.
But actually, that's not true.
See what he has.
Because I did go to the money machine today. With these lovely $20 bills.
Were those $20 bills for Rob?
No.
Okay.
He's just lucky because I happen to carry around a lot of cash.
Hold on,
I'd lie to you if we weren't working together for 20 years, but
you get some points for being honest.
I could lie. That moment that you just said, but at least I didn't have to be hit over the head with it.
No.
I did guess when you said what's special about today, and I do have what's going to make him happy. So even though I did technically forget his birthday,
again,
Rob, again. Won't all be well with the world when you leave the studio today? Technically, won't it be okay?
Yes.
To really make it perfect.
Yes.
I'll need a handmade birthday card.
And you know you will have that before the end of the show.
Yes, and you've got 4 hours.
But isn't that the way it's always been?
Yeah.
But I could lie and say that I specifically went to the money machine to get Rob the card.
No.
Didn't do that.
Wouldn't work.
Forgot. You know what it tells me?
What?
Always carry cash.
And you know what you've said for years?
Yes.
You're naked without cash.
I'm naked without cash. Right. Yeah, but that would have been, you know, you would have seen right through that if I attempted to lie and say, I went to the money machine because I knew it was Rob's birthday.
No, because I knew you didn't know. Because I knew you didn't know as soon as I start saying today's day. Because then you would have said, aha.
Ah, it's Rob's birthday.
I had it on the back burner the whole time. time upstairs.
I know, and I played a practical joke on him too, and that was, you know, you know, that's just
Does it make it sweeter or more bitter?
It makes it more bitter.
Happy birthday, Rob!
It's the best birthday ever.
How old are you today?
I'm 62.
62? You don't look a day over 33.
How many is that in German?
No, actually, I'm 33, and I don't know how to count in German.
No, but how many in German? Never mind. How many in your past lives?
Oh.
How many in all of your past lives, how old are you now?
Well, back when I was Frau Spielag, I'm 88.
88 years young.
I was only following instructions.
I know. And I know you go way beyond that.
Wink, wink.
Even past that. Well, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to Rob.
What a weekend, ladies and gentlemen. You know, it's almost good that Frieda works now and is not able to call in as much. Although today is the day that I wish she would be able to. She's working, and I'll get to that in a second. I visited her. I visited her at her job yesterday, and felt like an 8-year-old going on a field trip,
going into daddy's office.
Don't touch that,
for God's sakes. Here's how the weekend started, and this is why I was expecting some big ups from my wife, and I got medium ups. I didn't get what I was thinking. A couple of weeks ago, I said to her, and now keep in mind, I'm an artist. Look at these hands.
I know, they're dumb hands.
These hands could belong to Sarah Jessica Parker.
Those hands that look like, seriously, you left work on Friday, came to work on Monday, and the entire time they've been soaking in a fancy dishwashing
liquid. I have girl hands.
Who does your nails?
I have girl hands. Well, my mouth. I chew them.
Ah.
I chew them, and then the glaze is some sort of saliva mix that comes up. But here's the point. These hands have not done a day of true manual labor. I mean, even when I was a kid, you know, the closest would be working at a Burger Chef. That's it. Beyond that, while I have worked, all of my work has either been in radio.
Burger Chef, where you had quite the reputation as a troublemaker.
Or at the magic shop when I was a kid. It's radio. So,
but you learned a lot more than magic at that shop, didn't you?
Well, would you stop it? Would you stop it with the Al stuff?
Al,
who owned the Al's Magic Shop on Pennsylvania Avenue.
Little Donnie, we need some... We need some more.
Yeah, right.
And we need some more magic balls back here.
And then Harv Moore would come down.
Hey, Donnie, I'm trying to try out this new trick.
Get in the cabinet.
Watch.
I say, no. Oh, you're hurting me. Oh, we have to hide the rabbit somewhere. Hey, you just wait. You're going to be a big part of this show.
Hey, little Donnie G, how about trying out some of your magic tricks up with me? Harv Moore, the morning mayor.
And me, Al.
Yes.
From Al's Magic Shop.
Pedal your stingray bicycle all the way down to Al's Magic Shop.
Hey, that's a banana seat, isn't it?
Yeah, is that an orange crate? Fantastic.
Step on inside. Are you thirsty, young man? You're interested in both radio and magic.
Harv Moore called me, the morning mayor. I'm Al at Al's Magic Shop. Said, this little boy needs a job at a magic shop.
Now, we have one rule. Either magic or radio. Shirts off.
Shirts off right now. Just wear a tuxedo jacket.
Well, the deal is this, that I say to my wife, because I'm not a Bob Vila guy, but she's just, you know, all the time about, you know, this room that has to be painted.
Ah.
So, you know, here's a tape of her. This constant...
Giving you your instructions?
No, the droning just about the job that she knows not even to ask me about. This room, I've got to get this room painted, what I'm going to do that. So, I said to her a couple of weeks ago, you know, I could paint this room. And as it turns out, Saturday morning, she said to me, here's great news.
Mm-hmm.
She says, I have to go to work, and you're going to be at home all day, so I bought the paint, and go ahead, paint this room. And my first reaction was, when I walked into this room, it's not a room that has four walls.
Uh-huh.
I counted the walls, because there's a hallway, and there's a closet. It has 9 walls.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the walls have wood that has ridges, and there's wood behind the wood.
Very elaborate.
Yeah, so it's not like just slapping, like, a Trading Places thing. Mm-hmm. So my initial reaction when I actually bothered to look at the room, which, you know, I admit is in the house that I've lived in for 13 years, but never really looked at it, I said, Jesus, wow, there's a lot of work here.
Mm.
There's a lot, wow, I can't, like, bang this out in an hour.
Right.
And she said, you know what, never mind, I'll call the guy. Just call the guy that does it, never mind. And I said, no, you, I'm going to do this job. And she said, yeah, right, okay, I'll see you later. So, let's cut through about 6 hours of for me, the hardest work that I've ever done.
Tedious manual labor?
In my life.
Do a lot of prep work for that, or do and you just crawl up on the ladder and start painting?
No, I did the whole thing where you lay down the tape on the bottom and on the top, and you got to make sure all the edges, and you give it the one coat, and then you go over again to a second coat.
You did a second coat.
And then you touch it up, and then, you know, once it did one wall, I did another wall, then another wall, then you got the tricky stuff back there. So she calls me up about halfway through the day, and I'm able to pick up the telephone, and I say, hello, yes, because I see it's her on caller ID. I want to give her the impression I'm busy working.
You are.
I say, yes. She said, oh, am I bothering you? I said, I'm trying to paint this room. And she said, oh, that's sweet. And
I, very clever boys.
And I said,
patronizing.
All right, I'll talk to you later. She said, okay, bye. So now I'm in a mad sprint
to get
this room done before she gets home,
sure,
keeping in mind that I'm really not sure what I'm doing. And one of the things that slowed me down in the beginning was, as it turns out, it's great because she says we're getting rid of the carpeting anyway, but I didn't throw down enough drop cloth.
Oh, no.
And at one point, I had one of those big, gigantic wheels. You know,
rollers?
One of those rollers. And I had a big, gigantic stick.
Uh-huh.
And I'm going up and down the wall on this thing, and like I got goggles on because spraying all over me because I'm going at such a fast rate. I mean, I'm splashing the paint on the wall, and it's coming at me at a fine mist.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
But
probably coming on everything else around you.
I realize as I turn around that you can see the outline of where the newspaper was, mm-hmm, and then beyond that, looks like a crime scene.
Oh,
if there was pink blood. But,
oh, dear. It was just pink?
Yeah, pink.
You painted the wall pink?
Not my room.
Oh, okay.
Not my room.
All right, very good.
Not my call.
All right.
Not my call. Not my color. Not my color. But when you get past that, I thought I did a really fantastic job. So
pink doesn't show up that badly.
So she came home. Oh, it does on brown.
I'm kidding. It does. I mean, I would think it would show on everything getting splattered on.
So I bust my ass. She comes home from her job.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've timed this almost down to the nanosecond, mm-hmm, where the second coat is going on. And meanwhile, I'm walking up and downstairs. I'm just looking at this room like, I cannot effing believe this. Look at this. I have so low self-esteem in my ability to do anything manual.
And you've successfully painted the room.
I'm amazed that I've done it. Not only have I done it, I've done a hell of a job. And what I do is, now I'm going in the other rooms that we've hired guys to come in and paint, and I'm noticing, the lines on the ceiling are not as straight as the lines that I did. Hey, look, there are spots in this other room where things seem to be going not at the total symmetrical angle. Where things are...
You're Donnie the house painter.
I'm talented at this. I'm feeling good. She comes home. I come downstairs and look at me. Like a working man. I'm covered with paint.
Right.
I'm dirty. I've got the smudges all over me. And I say, are you ready? Come on upstairs. So she comes upstairs. And I'll say for about 10 seconds, I got the reaction that I had been expecting.
Mm-hmm.
The reaction that was like when you see someone on Trading Spaces.
Mm-hmm.
One of those shows.
Joy.
Like when,
oh my God!
But here's exactly where she lost me. She said, oh my God! I can't believe this is so beautiful! Oh my God! I really picked out the right color. This color looks fantastic.
It was all about her.
Do you believe how... Meanwhile, I'm just slinking.
You're waiting like a dog to be petted.
It's like an ice cube that's melting. I'm standing there in front of her going, oh.
You want your doggy treat.
And it just... I guess I had it too built up in my mind.
That she was going to praise you?
That she was... And in her own way, she did. It was just limited praising, and then it actually even started to backfire on me. I think it was yesterday morning when I mentioned, I guess on more than one occasion over the weekend, I had said, I guess you can't say I don't do anything around here anymore.
You were proud.
Yeah, and she said, yeah, nice job. And then I would say a while later, well, I don't think I'm going to be doing anything today because, well, after all, I did paint that entire room yesterday and did a pretty dandy job of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, yes, you did. Okay. Thank you. Let me say again, thank you.
Very clever boys.
But it's just, it wasn't enough.
They do that, and I don't know why.
But now I know I can do it.
They buzz like women?
Women, why? Yeah, yes.
So
not the praise we're hoping for.
Right.
Anyway, there I am doing the work. But as it turns out, to be Frida's husband,
mm-hmm,
that's not where it ends. Because it's not enough.
Did you get any response at all? No, I mean, no, I mean, your job?
Don't get me wrong. She did say, oh, thank you. You know, you did a nice job.
Sure.
I'm so
But it was
happy.
More like, I picked out the perfect color.
Well, the exact quote when she walked in the room was, oh, my God, this is beautiful. This is fantastic. This is great. Oh, I am so glad that I picked this pink.
There you go.
This looks great. And right there, that's where I went.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So, anyway. But she, it's not like she didn't say, you know what? Here's what I was expecting. I was expecting, because I had done this, that somehow on Saturday night, my wife would appear in front of me, semi-nude,
right,
wearing like an I Dream of Jeannie outfit and saying, you know, because you did this fabulous thing for me.
You come right over here,
come
Buster.
On, you know,
man.
Yeah, here you go. But nah, didn't happen.
Mm.
Sunday, she, and here's another thing I've been hearing for a couple of weeks, and not that she's wrong about this, but I've been hearing, when are you going to get a haircut? You know, you really need a haircut.
Mm-hmm.
I said, I'm going to get a haircut. I'm going to get a haircut. When are you going to get a haircut? I'm going to get a haircut. Yesterday morning, as she's getting ready to leave for work Sunday,
mm-hmm.
she said, wouldn't it be a good idea? Why don't you come down to where I work?
Right.
You've never come down to the place that I work at.
Why don't you just take your... Is this Sunday?
Sunday.
Why don't you take your Sunday and have a nice emasculating experience?
So, I said, sure, I would love to. And I will see you there, and they will come to the place where you... I'll come to the place where you work, and...
This is my little boy, husband.
Hold on. Mike, you're reading my mind.
I feel it already. You're reading my mind.
Because
I really... I mean, just on the whole situation.
Here's the thing. My mistake in this was, I went and got a haircut. Before I went down there. Because, again, you know, what am I trying to do? I'm trying to please my master.
Sure. Were you wearing, like, a T-shirt with horizontal stripes, too?
No, I was dressed...
And sneakers?
Although, I'll tell you this. Because I'm going to where she works,
uh-huh.
I changed my clothes.
Right.
It's like when I went to get my haircut, I just had, like, a Packer sweatshirt on.
Right.
When I go to see her, I put on, you know, the nice pants and hard shoes.
Yeah, you want
to...
You want to be the man.
And like, the, you know,
you're funny.
A sweater. So I look like I'm a businessman, whatever it is she wants me to be.
Uh-huh. Right.
So,
well, and you also want her coworkers to know you're the guy.
Yeah.
This is your woman who's working for fun.
As far as they, well, no, she's having her career.
Right.
And I'm all for that.
Right.
But, you know, there's...
You want to be the man.
But I, listen, no, that's not where I'm coming from on this. I'm not coming to... I'd be...
Career.
I'd be... You guys stop it with the talking like Dr. Evil with the parentheses, the quotes.
Career job.
I'm cool with that. I swear I'm cool. And I don't have a problem with that. I like going and meeting the people
right.
who have to deal with her. That's fine, because I want to meet people who deal with her and see if they have the same experiences as I do.
Sure.
So I'm going into this feeling pretty good and thinking, now I stopped and got my hair cut. I'm wearing nice clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I painted the thing. I'm coming all the way downtown.
Right.
I, you know. NASCAR was on yesterday.
Yeah.
Hello, I don't know if anybody notices, but the race was in Las Vegas, which means out here on the East, it doesn't start till 2:30, baby.
Late race.
And my wife...
Nobody on the East Coast likes a late race.
My wife, you know, she says you got to be downtown like at 4:15.
Mm.
So I'm there to watch the first lap and the first wreck, and then I'm gone. So I get down there, I walk into the place that she works, and I find where she is, and she says, oh, hi. And there are, let me see, I think three women and a couple of men
right,
that work in this place. And she says, oh, come here. And I come over, and I go, hi, honey. And she goes, hi. And now the people are there, and she's introducing me to people that she works with.
Mm-hmm.
This is my husband. I say, hi, nice to meet you. And she looks at me, she says, oh, and she touches my head, and she goes, you got a haircut. I said,
oh, no.
I said, yeah, I'm a big boy. I do that. And then she said, oh, did you go to the hair cuttery?
Oh, man.
And, you know, as it turns out, you know, I did go to the hair cuttery. And I'm not ashamed to say that
good
I went to the hair cuttery.
You just needed a quickie haircut?
Yeah, but the thing is, and, you know, and really, you know, and ladies and gentlemen, right there is the savings. This could be the same haircut that the swishy guy would give.
Right,
me.
Right.
You know,
swishy guy.
But it's a haircut. All I wanted was to look presentable.
Right.
You know, to go down there and pass this litmus test that I have
right.
with these people. And right away, I put in the position where she said, "Oh, you got like you'd say to a 5-year old.
Oh boy,
like you'd say to a little 5-year old in his Buster Brown outfit, mm-hmm. his little buckle shoes. Yeah. Oh, You got a haircut.
Were her coworkers surrounding her?
There was three of them, and yes, they were all standing. They're all little girls. And she said, did you go to hair cuttery? And this is where I make the fatal mistake. I said, no, I didn't. And she said, where'd you go? She's saying this in front of other people.
I know.
This is not their business.
Right.
So I say,
She did that to you in front of the other waitresses?
Yeah, and I, greeters, Mike.
I'm sorry. The
greeters at Walmart.
Right.
So I say, no, I didn't go to haircuttery because I'm reading this as a sign that I'm somehow, you know, Forrest Gump-like because I went to haircuttery right. to get a haircut. I said, no, I went to that other place. And she said, oh, that other place isn't open on Sundays. I said, no, I went to another place like that place. You don't know where it is, but I went to another place. And she said, okay, you. And then she walked me around and had me say hello to people. And then I said, what are you doing? What are you doing with me? She said, I'm showing you off. And I said, I don't want to be shown off. I just want to just chill out.
Was that the first time you were there?
Yeah. First time I've been to her job.
Did you approve of it?
Oh yeah, and I didn't have to go. I knew it's a great job with great people.
Right.
I was thinking that the first time I would meet them would probably be in December.
Right.
Which would be the Christmas party.
Right.
I didn't think it would be in March, but I met them and it was nice enough. And then she said to me, okay, now you have a couple of choices. You can either, again, talking to me like, you know, fine. You can either go out on the street and walk around and wait for me to finish up, or you can just look around in here. And I said, well, you know, I think I'll just look around in here, if you don't mind. Mm-hmm. And I went to a little corner of this establishment.
Turn with your face facing the wall.
And just sat and waited until I realized that I was sitting right in front of a security camera, and there was probably some security guard at some bank looking at me, and then I started thinking, Have I done anything like pick my nose or anything like that? So I get
because
up.
We've enjoyed security cameras over the years.
And you know, I don't think I have, but I pick myself up and I go over and I find her and meanwhile the other people that work in this place, they're still trying to make conversation with me because I guess this is what regular people do.
Right.
But maybe you know, people got to understand this. I'm not equipped for this.
So you were feeling a little uncomfortable.
I'm equipped to come in and speak to millions over the radio.
Mm-hmm.
When it comes to one-on-one contact with people I don't know, I go into a shell.
Yeah, you're not an extrovert.
I go into a shell, and there
you're an incredible extrovert on the radio. That's the contradiction that is you.
And they are following me around, and they're asking, they're being nice, but what I end up doing is hiding from all of the people that work with my wife, and I end up in the corner of this place where I'm positive no one's going to find me. And of course, one of them finds me and says, "Hey, what are you doing back here?"
Starts chatting.
Yeah, and you know that's his crime,
making that miserable small talk.
That's
excruciating small talk you hate.
That's his crime. So we
well, look at you all by yourself.
We leave her work, and
you like the cookie.
She says, "We want to. You know, do you want to go to this? You want to go to this restaurant? Let's go to this restaurant and have dinner." We go to the restaurant and we have dinner. This is just kind of the way I felt all weekend. That we get to this restaurant and the guy brings us
a Shirley Temple.
No, listen, as it turns out close, the guy brings us a menu with martinis.
Okay.
Now, I realize that they're like different flavored martinis.
It's a good start, right?
Yeah, but I see one of them is made with Grey Goose.
Wow.
And then whatever else they're throwing in, I don't know. So when the guy comes over, Frida orders her drink, and it turns out she orders the one with Grey Goose vodka.
Mm-hmm.
I say, I'll have the same thing. Frida says, and again, where I feel like a five-year-old, she holds up the menu. Now, the waiter's standing there. And she says, honey, are you sure you want that? You know, they put blah, 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 blah in that. And I said, yeah, I'm aware of that. I can make my own choices. And she said, oh, okay.
Are you sure you don't want the menu with the pictures?
And then the waiter, instead of looking at me, looked at her as if to see if the drink order was complete.
And is it all right for him?
Yeah. So then the guy brings the drink over. And it's kind of fruity looking. It's like red, like a cosmopolitan.
Uh-huh.
And
is it red like, you know, kind of clear red, or is it red like foo-foo red?
Oh, it's no, it's red. It's manly red.
Manly red.
It's manly red.
Manly red, like just a tint of red.
Right. So I don't feel like a faggot drinking it, but it, the guy sits it down, and she says, "Well, is that what you were expecting?" And I said, "No, not at all. You don't get this about me." I said, I'm open to new things. I said, it has, as the element of the drink, Grey Goose.
There you go.
I said, so what can you add to Grey Goose? Unless it's something that comes out of your body, pretty much I'll drink anything if it has Grey Goose in it.
We can order that off the menu, sir.
So she was amused by that. She was amused by the fact that that happened. And
you have one or two?
And just one. Oh. Should have had two. Mm-hmm. Should have had two, because the last thing that happened to me last night was we were at this restaurant. There was a guy that was at the table next to us, he and his girlfriend, and because Frida and I had been discussing the FCC
right.
and radio stuff, I know right away that it's very close quarters. I know the dude is listening to what we're saying.
You can, right?
And I know, you know, I'm not sure that the guy is a listener of our show and likes us, dislikes us, right. But I'm pretty sure the guy's hip to what's going on, right? And he's given me the eye the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time now, this guy's looking up from his conversation with his
right.
lady to look at me. So Frida says, before we get ready to leave, she says, you get the check, I'm going to go to the ladies' room. I said, fantastic. So I'm waiting for the waiter to come by. Meanwhile, the guy at this table, and the table, Mike, is as close to me as you are to me right now.
Right.
It's very close quarters. The guy looks at me, so what I do is I pull out my cell phone, and because I'm never going to get caught in that situation, pretend to be on the phone and have it ring.
Right.
I turn it off. I turn off the phone, and I just bring it up to my ear, and I go, hello, because... Right away, I know the guy's not going, again.
He's not
going
to approach you right. and talk to you if you're on the phone.
Right. This is right, except the problem is, there's a line in the bathroom, so while I'm standing there pretending to be on the phone, Freddie comes around the corner and she goes, hey, who are you talking to? And she says it like real loud.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, business, honey, business.
Ah.
And she sits down and she goes, who are you talking to? I said, I don't know, but look, my phone's not turned on. She said, what?
Hey, that's a technique that's used by people all the
yeah,
time.
I tried to tell her. I said, it's a fake-out technique. I said, I'm positive that dude was going to talk to me about the FCC, and I didn't feel like talking to some guy about it, so I just picked up the phone and pretended to have a conversation.
Right.
She said, don't you think that's odd, that because you don't want to talk to people, that you have you pretend to talk to us? I said, no!
That's done by celebrities all over the world.
Not at all. And I'm not a celebrity. I'm just a schmuck.
But he probably recognized your voice, and he wanted to give you his 2 cents.
I think he did. So then she shook her head, and she just said, oh, what a weekend. She said, you know, everything's fine.
He's probably listening today, probably the guy that was in the restaurant.
Hey, bug eyes, don't stare. Do me a favor.
Take a picture.
Be discreet if you're going to, overhear stuff that's happening at other tables. So this whole weekend that I thought would do nothing but build me bonus points
right.
ended up... I'm not sure if I'm on the plus or the minus side.
It would sound to me like you're on the plus side.
I would think I got to be.
You went down to her place of employment.
I would think I got to be, except I lost a huge bet to her last night.
A bet?
A bet. I can do this in less than a minute. We got a break. We're coming. We're in the Georgetown part of Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And she says, before we watch The Sopranos tonight, we'll talk about that. Pretty good Sopranos, huh?
Mm-hmm. Outstanding.
So she says, before we watch The Sopranos, I want to get some popcorn. I said, oh, we're going to that yuppie place. They'll have it in there. I'll name the place. It's a place called Dean and DeLuca.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, seriously, you want to buy a bottle of Sprite in there, it's $3. You know that everything that they sell in there is incredibly marked up.
But it's really good Sprite.
And here's the thing. This is a store where if you want to go in and buy a ham sandwich, you can't buy a ham sandwich.
Right.
But if you want imported Belgium cookies with Swiss cheese on top of them.
Especially and, gourmet foods.
And
right.
Guatemala, they have it.
You mean guacamole?
Or Guatemala, whatever. I mean, you know, whatever combination. This is one of those places.
We have lovely Swiss cheese cookies with Guatemala.
It's not just a grocery store. It's one of these places, you know, where the young urbanites go, oh, isn't this wonderful? Now, what young urbanite doesn't like popcorn? So I said to her, I said, listen, I'll go in and get the popcorn right here at this store that is, you know.
You got any Jiffy Pop?
Well, she said, they don't have it in there. I said, oh, sure they do. She said, I've been in there. They don't have popcorn. I said, wait a minute. They sell every yuppie piece of crap food in the world, and they're wrapped up in their shiny wrappers.
Don't they have specialty popcorns?
They've got, that's what I was saying.
Yeah.
And I finally ended up saying to her, I said, okay, you know that argument we had about money and that money you put in my account to go to Las Vegas? I said, I bet you, let's see if you got any balls. I said to my wife, Let's see if you got any. Don't delete that out. Let's see if you got any stones. I bet you that money. We're going to go in there, and they have the popcorn.
Right.
She said, that's fine. You're on. Go ahead.
All right.
I go into the store.
Would you like some of our organic Haitian kernels?
I go into the store. I give it the once over.
It's delicious.
I go to the guy behind the counter. Say, hey, my man, popcorn.
Garçon.
He says, popcorn we do not have.
Oh, no.
And at this point.
That's a crime.
Frida's out of her mind happy.
I bet they had chips.
She's, oh, yeah, of course they did not, but not popcorn. She's out of her mind happy. And I can't even find, like, one of these incredibly overpriced gift baskets that even has a small package of...
That would have covered it for you.
Well, no, as it turns out, it wouldn't have, because what she wanted was the kernels that she could pop.
Oh, the kind you could pop.
But even that, I said, I'm sure...
They didn't even have, like, poppycock or anything like that?
No, they didn't have anything like that.
Huh.
So, you know, then as we're leaving this store, she says, well, have a good time in Vegas.
Yeah. Oh. And when you're in your hotel room, you could fire off a letter to Mr. Dean and Mr. DeLuca.
The double D's. I said, well, hey, listen, no. I want to have my money for Las Vegas. And then the whole weekend right there was crystallized that I am the 10-year-old boy.
Do you have any glistening Swiss maze mix?
That I, you know, the weekend ends with me standing on the street waiting for my car at the parking lot saying to my wife, please don't take that money. I didn't really mean that bet.
No.
Please don't do that. Please don't do that.
Oh, man.
But I'd say it was a good weekend.
Enjoy some of our Iowa brie-flavored popping corn.
Overall, it was a good weekend. And peppered in there, where I didn't have time to get to my brother calling with his last-minute wedding jitters.
Oh, really? Get a little cold feet?
Uh-huh.
Well, sure. That's good judgment on his part.
He's
got that. Yeah, you know, it's always been my experience. If you have that, run with it.
Listen to it.
That'd be my advice to everybody.
Here's a question, and I said this to him, and I'll say this now on the radio to everybody. Do you think a man really is serious about getting married, or has given it serious thought, or not even that. Do you think it's maybe a sign when in an email about getting married, if he's going to get married at a chapel, and every time he writes the word chapel, he misspells it? Do you think that that's a sign? Is it a sign of stupidity, or is it simply a sign that that's a subconscious sign?
It's a sign, I hate to tell you this, and I like your brother, but it is a sign of stupidity.
Stupidity?
Ignorance. Yeah. Of the word. Yeah.
Well, thank you both for helping me.
Yeah.
Helping me clear that.
A-C-H-A-P-U-L.
C-H-A-P-L-E.
Ever with two P's?
Chub. And sometimes with two E's. C-H-A-P-L-E.
P-P-L-E?
P-P-L-E, yeah.
The Chappelle.
Yeah.
Like the funny comic.
Yeah, that's right.
Dave Chappell.
The Chappelle Show.
The Chappell Show. Chappell Show. We got a break. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you. Thank you. Hear ye, hear ye. Switch to Singular Wireless. You know, sometimes an ad really speaks to you. I hope this one does to you. You get a wireless company that offers you and your family the best plans possible.
Can I tell you why I love Rollover?
Why do you love it, Mike?
I love Rollover.
The Rollover plan is great because it allows you to roll over your unused minutes month to month for up to 1 year.
Have I told you you're my favorite?
Thanks, Reber.
I get it. Rollover, very clever. Remember, that's Singular with a C. Singular. Check it out online at singular.com.
And when you add great features to your account that total $4.99 or higher...
Oh, you mean like text messaging or roadside assistance?
Exactly. We get a swell LG 4010 flip phone free. No hassles, no rebates to fool with. I love that.
I use it to call my jittery brother.
There you go.
There's still time to back out of this. But what the hell? Run screaming to your nearest Singular store. I hope he's happy. Or go to www.singular.com for phones and features.
Certain restrictions apply. See website for complete details. Singular is neato.
You see, Singular? There's extra time. I wish we could goof around with you guys, but you don't have a sense of humor.
The Don and Mike Show.
Sorry.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, this is a pleasure to be in the company of Emmy Award-winning Edie Falco.
Let me stop this day by saying our man, Rob, has had a couple of drinks.
Oh.
when he's doing this interview with
Ian
Falco.
He's a little loaded.
Had gone beyond beer to this point. It was on to the cordials.
Ah, very good.
Carm, oh, please do. And Carm would like to say hi to Don and Mike at Washington, D.C.
Hey, Don. Hey, Mike, down in Washington, D.C. How are you? We're in the cold Big Apple.
What can we expect this year on The Sopranos?
More of The Sopranos.
At least 13 more, right?
At least about 13 more. That's all I can give you.
Well, we really hope the marriage works out with you and Tony. I mean, he's a handful.
You gotta love him.
No one ever looks quite so good dealing with someone who's about to have a mental breakdown as you. You're very pretty, and you're very put upon, and I think America loves you.
Oh, I couldn't be happier about it. Thanks.
Yeah, right. Get away from me.
They will do you well, Don and Mike.
Right, right. So pretty, so put upon. Edie Falco. Well, everybody watched it last night. And, I've seen it. Enjoyed seeing it again last night.
It was everything I wanted in a Sopranos episode, and they even made up for a previous episode that I hated.
Here's what I was going to tell you last week that I didn't think would ruin the episode.
What were you
going to
say?
I was going to say, you could tell in the first minute, as soon as they go to the scene of Tony's house,
right,
with the state of disrepair and the fact that the chairs are out there and that nothing's right and there's garbage all over the place, and then you go down to the end of the sidewalk where Tony normally walked down to get
right
paper, and there it is with the bed right there. All I was going to say was that set the tone for what the show was going to be like.
Tony ain't at home, of course, until the end when he was at home.
Yeah.
Protecting with an AK-47.
But after such a long wait. Wait, yes, absolutely.
Hey, and Anthony Jr., what a little wuss.
I want... Mommy! I wanted to see Tony go after Dr. Melfi. You know what I mean,
He kind of did.
He may still.
Yeah, I know, he made his play.
He planned, you know, it's good to see James Gandolfini fat again.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, really fat.
When was he not?
Well, no, he was thinner in the last episode.
Didn't he say to her last night on the show, I'm working on my weight.
Wait, yeah. You know what, when he's fat, you hear a lot more nose breathing.
Yeah.
A lot of it last night.
You know, though, when Dr. Melfi said to Tony, though, that she liked his face, I found myself looking at the face, and what an odd nose on Jimmy Gandolfini.
Kind of Bugs Bunny teeth, you know. He's an interesting-looking chap.
But what a great one.
It didn't disappoint.
It had everything. I was glad that Christopher and Polly Walnuts got back together, too.
Yeah.
And, you know, it takes a good murder, a good cold-blooded murder.
That's right.
You know, to actually get somebody together again.
Don't complain about
yourself. Bring them back together again. Yeah. That's right. You just throw an ashtray or it was a brick.
I'll put the difference with you, Chrissy.
Throw the brick.
That's the least I could do. I'll put the difference with you, Chrissy.
Hey, it's my new Polly Walnut. Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's
I'm
pretty
here
good,
always.
Mike.
And you all,
but the difference with you, Chrissy.
You all bought what Polly Walnut said. You don't think he's going to stay on him?
No, I think that this is a true.
No, this is the truth. Because they're both
they're in trouble
together.
Now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Polly Walnuts did the, you know, whack the guy.
Yeah. So that's why they'll.
That's the Chrissy to the big. He was just putting him out of his misery. It was really a mercy killing, Polly.
That's great. Let's play good, be good.
And I don't do an exact Polly Walnut.
No, it's pretty good, though.
That, you know, captures it.
That's
pretty. Yeah.
It's pretty good. And I want to say of all the guys in The Sopranos, Polly Walnuts always has the look that if it's not the mobster suit,
right,
he has on the 20 years ago popular Puma jogging suit.
He does.
And he's got the hair.
The hair.
Right.
He's so Polly Walnut.
I want to see more Robert Loggia, too, because I think Robert Loggia works really good. And, and we can't discuss it on our show, but I like the only thing that had changed after 20 years in prison for Robert Loggia. For anybody that watched the show, they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
there's only one thing in his mind that had changed, which is pretty damn funny.
That's great. Lots of good cast members coming on. Wait till you see the one next week. I've had the privilege of seeing it when Steve Buscemi comes.
I'm so jealous of you with your advanced copy. You know?
But it's almost funner. That's not a word. More fun. Well, it's funner having seen it and then watching it last night with Frida.
Right.
Where she doesn't know what's going to happen, and I'm dying. I'm dying. For wanting to tell her, oh, hold on. Sexual, hey, Maria, sexual fantasy coming up. And guess what? I don't think that that's really Lorraine Bracco's body, huh?
No, that was one of the things I'd asked you, if you thought it was really her body when they showed her, or whether they had morphed her top into somebody else.
She looked a little heftier last night in clothes.
Yeah.
Dr. Melfi did.
She looks like she parties hardy.
Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the actress. I mean, I'm not talking about the character. I'm talking about the actor.
Lorraine Bracco.
Bracco. They have actually the technology.
Oh, right. It's Donnie Brasco. Sorry.
Because remember, they did.
Forget about it.
What's her name? Nancy Marchand did an episode after she died.
Oh, come on.
So they have the
poor you.
Oh, poor you.
I hope they never show that part of my body.
Have you changed?
Sure. I've morphed.
No,
I've morphed into someone else.
I mean, have you changed since Robert Loggia went to prison?
Yes.
You've changed a lot.
We can dance around that. I've done what all the girls are doing.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes. But with you, wasn't it more of a natural?
It was.
It
was.
It just happened.
Not so much a choice.
This would be an example where anybody that watched The Sopranos last night, where actually not being explicit is quite fun.
Yes, I didn't have to do a thing. It was erosion. It eroded away.
I know it did.
There you are. And I disagree. Didn't Robert Loggia seem to enjoy it? I mean, or seem to...
I think he was... He appeared to be a little distressed by it. I think he was a little...
Yeah, I didn't read it. I read it like, hey, this is how it's changed. Things have changed since I was in the joint. I'm okay with that.
Right. Yeah, that's what I got out of it.
Yeah, well, maybe. Maybe. Yeah. You never know. I mean, he was he was just commenting on it.
Right.
And,
exactly.
You know, it was just... I love them all sitting around the table. I mean, that little... Yeah.
And as long as you're talking about The Sopranos... And I really shouldn't, because I'm really trying to watch them away. Does anybody have any Girl Scout cookies? You don't have any Girl Scout cookies?
No. None? Sadly, no.
There you go.
Yes.
I know what you're talking about.
I know you
potty
know.
Mind.
I know you know.
It's horrible. It's great.
It really, they had all the elements in there. We didn't get any buscemi, though, right?
No, but
very little.
You get, now, do you want to know when you get them?
No.
Next week.
Oh, thank you. Well, I figured he'd be in it next week. You know?
Yeah, and he's good. They're all good.
And I like the other guy. The other guy that got out of jail, too. The guy with the weird nose, the broken nose. Oh. He's part of the other family.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very realistic family, incidentally. I find that New York family is very, very credible. The guy that Tony had to run in with, I forgot what his character's name is, but it's, the guy that he wanted to whack Carmine.
Johnny Sack?
Johnny Sack.
Johnny Sack.
I like Johnny Sack.
Hey, and how about Carmine with the egg salad?
Yeah. Yeah, that's gross.
Yeah.
I'd like to do that mouth to mouth.
Wasn't that great? Wasn't that really... Now, ask yourself this. Was that worth a year and a half of waiting? Because remember, a year and a half ago, we were up there screaming at the top of our heads, take it away, we're bored with it now. You know, if you don't keep it coming, we're not going
to
watch it.
You know, it's riveting television, and if you have to wait, it doesn't matter. As long as it's a good product, I say worth the wait.
The best.
Without overstating it, did you... felt like me was like friends coming home. I mean, it was just great to see them again.
I did.
I thought it was great. It was that much fun for me.
Okay.
No? Too much?
There you go. Okay, thank you. Step away from the microphone, please.
Friends. You know, please. You'll never separate me from my friends.
Rob's having a birthday.
Step away from the microphone, please.
My friends.
Bye-bye.
His birthday.
Bye-bye. I know it's his birthday.
What do you think? You think this was the wedding show?
I know. He loves Steve E, but Rob, they're not your friends.
They're my friends.
They're not your friends.
You'll never convince him.
Oh, poor you.
You've changed.
I have, like all the girls.
But it was natural.
Totally natural.
Happened over the last couple of years.
Yeah, happened over the last couple of decades.
Hello, Flora.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
I love you guys. Hi,
thank
Don.
You.
Hi, Mike. Hi, Buzz. I'd say hi to Rob, but I'm so disappointed in him.
Rob's having a tough day.
Why are you
birthday? What's
why
going
are you
on here?
In Rob?
I heard the wedding show this weekend. I'm sorry.
This is too inside. I got to tell everybody. You know, Rob does an infomercial on the weekend here.
Mm-hmm.
For a show called, what is it, Rob?
It's The Wedding Show.
The Wedding Show.
Maybe we can get it by asking the caller what specifically she's disappointed in.
Yeah.
What are you disappointed in, caller?
Oh, God, you know, he sounded more girly than my girliest girlfriend.
Oh, really?
Fine show.
Yeah, it was so bad. You know, I thought...
Oh, that was your only complaint?
No. Actually, I wanted to tell you guys how much I miss Big Pussy. But I don't know if you can put that on the air.
Oh, no. You're the guy on the Sopranos?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, yeah, I love him. Love big, beefy Italian guys.
He was there at the party. They had a clip of him on the HBO party. But he's. I don't know if they're going to do any flashbacks with him.
You know who else, Miss Big Pussy, is that guy that was in jail all those years?
Yes, absolutely.
Robert.
I think they worked closely together.
Yeah, they were close friends.
Sure they did.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Oh, John. Hello, John.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
Listen, first of all, you almost made me drive off the road with that erosion comment before. Okay?
Yeah.
Man, oh, my God. But I have two other things. First thing is, the way you were talking about that before was so incredibly funny that I think that if you spoke about it the way you're used to speaking, I think it would have been as funny.
I'm going to give you a free pass on that because I think on that particular subject, it actually was more fun doing it that way. But it was only more fun because we all watched The Sopranos.
Yeah, right. You had to be one of the people that watched it. And remember this, and I'm fine with this, that not everybody in America watches The Sopranos.
Yeah, right? They don't know what we're talking about.
A lot of people don't even get HBO.
Right.
God. I'd hate to be one of those people. Imagine that if I lived in a world where it was basic cable.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What if, like, a premium channel for me was USA Network?
Yeah.
What if that was, like, my movie channel?
That'd be sad.
God, I'd kill myself.
Isn't the USA the number one network in prime time, though?
What if my only movie choice was TNT or
USA is
TBS
is the I think the highest rated cable network in prime time.
But you would certainly be very familiar with the movie King Ralph.
You know, that's the movie that I told the boy JW from
Ron
and Fez about.
Yeah, because King Ralph wears all the different sports teams.
Right,
and you would also know all the Home Alones.
Right. Listen, so there are a couple of things that I've made perfectly clear today. Although I can do it, I am definitely not a man who likes to work with my hands. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm too fragile. I could not survive in a world where I didn't have premium tier on my satellite or cable
of
provider.
Course.
I couldn't.
No.
I just couldn't. I would shut down. I'd shut down.
Mm-hmm.
I want them all. I want. You don't think that I appreciate all those 300 channels? Do you know what I watched on 276 on Friday night?
276.
National Geographic.
That can be a good channel.
Mm-hmm. Critter Cam. Here's what they did. I asked you not. It took a bunch of sharks, baby sharks.
Yeah.
And they put cameras on and they strap cameras on their back.
Very cool.
And then you see them for an hour. Just floating around.
Doing their thing?
Yeah, and talking to other animals.
Did you see anything interesting? And they were really talking, like Finding Nemo.
You're like, hey, what's happening, dude? Man, I'm starving. I'd love to... How come you got a camera on your back? Well, they put it on... Where's the guy that put the camera on? No, there's no conversation. But apparently they do this all the time.
You see what they see.
See, now, I'd be... Where would I be without that?
I don't know.
Yeah, my Friday nights... Listen, I just want to say something. For me, a Saturday night hack does not make...
Right.
I'm sorry.
No.
I gotta have more than my standard network.
We all do.
Hack is still on the air?
Saturday nights on CBS.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Strong performer.
Yeah, all right.
Hello. Les Moonves, proud of that show.
Sure.
Hello.
Hey, this is John.
Hi, John.
Hey, what you guys think of Adriana last night?
Oh, I thought she looked phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially when she's sitting there doing the ironing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
She's wearing that, like, light blue
ice cream of genie outfit.
Oh,
yeah.
She looked phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. It was great.
Yeah, that's good. I mean, that was the best part of the women folk.
And there's going to be some good Adriana coming up soon because she's going to have to roll over on him pretty quick here.
Oh, you're ruining that.
Mike, that was alluded to last night. Did you see the scenes that say coming up on the next
episode? No, I bailed right after the show was over.
There is a scene where Adriana says, I don't want to talk. I don't want to do this to
them. Did you pick her for the most likely to get whacked?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
And that was without having seen the episodes.
But they better bring somebody else in to, replace the sexiness factor.
Have Janice. Janice. And
making the can clam chowder.
And then what, Janice is just Bobby's wife now?
Yeah.
Is that?
I guess that's the did they get married?
Yeah.
Did they get married?
I believe so.
Hello, last call.
Those will be some beautiful children.
We have to break for a newsmaker. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great.
The first scene, when they were talking about the Russian that got away, remember Chris and Holly? I thought when that show originally aired that guy was going to come back and somehow be involved with the end of Tony. And I just thought it was very interesting that they brought it up last night because I really think that's the way the Sopranos are going to end. The Russians are going to get him because of what happened.
You know, I think that's plausible.
It's possible.
I think what they do when they're writing these shows, they probably think several miles down the road.
Yeah,
so maybe they, because you know they never caught the guy.
Listen, who knows?
It gives them an out.
Right. All I know is after this discussion, I have decided the Sopranos are my friends. They are my friends.
It's like old friends coming home.
All of them my friends. Now, are you ready for a real newsmaker? And I asked you not about this.
All right.
Here's the deal. She's an American woman. She won a contest?
Yep.
She won a contest.
Okay.
Tomorrow, Tuesday, she's going into space on a Russian airplane, a Russian rocket.
A spacecraft?
Yeah.
Wow.
Tomorrow she's going into space with the Russians because she won a contest. She will be taking off in less than 17 hours from now.
It's like the Lance Bass thing. She's going to spend a certain number of hours actually in orbit.
And this is just an average person?
Yep.
Yes, and keeping in mind that we're 17 hours away from takeoff, we will be talking to her live from Russia during our next segment.
How cool is that?
Okay?
I like that.
So stay tuned.
Right. This is the Don and Mike Show.
Target is to the north, centered above what remains of downtown Los Angeles. Our Black Knight squadron will be
scared, man.
Attack.
Nope.
Fighters from 29 Palms.
You?
Satellite recon.
Nope.
Reliable. Fits on our target positions will be confirmed.
Hold me.
From the ground.
Hey, pay attention.
Something you want to add to this briefing, Captain Hiller?
No, sir. Just a little anxious to get up there and whoop E.T.'s ass, that's all.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Two willful boys, Don and Mike.
Right. Joining us now live is Kara Sutton. And she's going into space tomorrow.
Wow.
She's in Russia right now. Kara?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, honey. Thank you for joining us. It's like crazy late night in Russia, right?
It's just after midnight here.
I would imagine you're not sleeping much anyway, right?
Well, we got in this morning, so I am a little jet lagged, but
so
it's
you're
okay.
You're in Russia now. How long, how many hours until your rocket takes off?
I think around noon tomorrow.
Noon tomorrow.
12 hours.
And you're just doing one shot up there and a little orbit and then coming right back down, right?
That's my understanding.
That's your understanding?
Wow.
They haven't given you any
details.
Hey,
I'm not flying the thing. I'm going where he takes me.
Did you have to go to... I remember when my son was younger. Remember that time?
You went to space camp?
He and I went to space camp.
Right.
Did you have to go to any kind of, like, training camp or space camp? Or are the Russians, just because you're a contest winner, just putting you in the suit and sending you up there?
Well, Mom measured me for the suit, and tomorrow I have my ejector seat training.
Okay.
So I think that's about it.
You're kidding me.
Wait, you're going to have your ejector seat training a few minutes before you take off?
Well, I think it's about an hour, but yeah, I'm comfortable with that.
So it's like skydiving at a resort.
Wow.
Let me point out, if you're wondering, Carol will be blasting off in a MiG-25 rocket, M-I-G, MiG-25 rocket. And she's going to spend, now how long, like an hour or something, like 40 minutes, 50 minutes up in space?
I think it's something like half an hour, 40 minutes, something like that.
40 minutes in space. Have you thought about what happens if you get sick?
Well, you know, I work in an emergency room, so vomit is really not that big a deal to me. I'd really be disappointed if I passed out and missed it, but,
And then you're going to what, splash down somewhere?
No, a MiG-25 is actually, it's a fighter jet.
Oh, so it's a jet. Oh, a MiG. Okay.
It's not a rocket.
Oh, I thought it was a rocket.
But hold on.
No. Hold on.
It says, though, that you're going to fly to Moscow to get to the rocket.
Well.
So it's only a plane. It's not a rocket.
Oh, I think it's fixed. Kara, this isn't a big deal.
Are you blasting off into space, or are you going on a real fast plane?
It is a plane that goes up above 95% of the Earth's atmosphere.
Wow.
So you're a ways up there.
How many feet will you be? How many feet up there will you?
I believe it's 85,000.
85,000. That's pretty high.
That's pretty
I'm not
high.
Playing at the count each one, though.
Golly, okay, then if you're in a plane, how many people... See, I was thinking, like, you know, Apollo stuff.
Yeah, that you'd, like, go up in a rocket and then splash down in the sea.
Will it be dark up there like space?
I would think so. If you call me tomorrow, I'll let you know.
Okay, if you get all the way up there and it's, like, nice and sunny, you got ripped
palm
off.
Trees and stuff, yeah.
I would say, really, you got to see stars. Or, you know, to heck with it, really.
Do you get to wear a real astronaut suit?
Well, what I understand, it's the G suit. It reduces the G forces that I feel on my body since, as you pointed out, I'm not a trained astronaut. So,
do you know if this is going to be one of those new MiGs, or is it going to be one of those things that they had around in the old Soviet Union days?
My understanding is that it may be a little retro.
Kara, have you done a lot of research on this before they hurl you up into 85,000 feet?
Yeah, who am I to say? But, you know, quality is not exactly job one in Russia, especially back in the day.
Do you have a good life insurance policy?
Well, it's Space Adventures is the company that does this. Huh. I won the trip through travelersadvantage.com. I entered the contest there. And Space Adventures has been doing this for a number of years now. And they're I'm pretty comfortable with them. I really am. So. Hey, like I said, I work in an emergency room. There are plenty of ways to fight it on the ground. So.
Oh, God. Do you have any contacts with Space Adventures? Have they treated you well so far?
They've been great. This is I don't think I'll ever travel this well ever again.
Now, how did they get you over to Russia? Did you fly first class over to Russia?
Oh, coach. But they flew me nonstop.
Holy coach.
Wow.
Holy coach.
Nonstop's pretty good, though.
Yep. No, nonstop is very good.
Well, what airline did you fly over there?
Delta.
So it wasn't a hot air balloon. I actually flew on an airplane.
There was a real airplane. Nobody had to bicycle or anything.
Listen, seriously, you know, we're playing sound effects and stuff, but what happens being as, you know, it is built by moose and squirrel and, you know, it was back in the day. God forbid what happens if this would be like your last interview that you did. I mean, have you?
We don't want.
That would be pretty disappointing for me. I gotta say,
we'd be sad for a while too. It'd be a drag.
No, seriously, have you thought about like any? Well, when I went skydiving, I thought anything could go wrong. Of course, I was skydiving with Americans, not with Russians. But I was skydiving, and I thought, well, anything could go wrong. I could die.
Yeah.
You have to realize that you're going up in a not a rocket. You're going up in a plane, but anything could happen, right?
Sure.
Ay, ay, ay.
But I'm telling you, anything can happen on the ground too. Yeah. So.
What did they have they briefed you yet on what's going to happen?
Well, tomorrow is a fairly busy day for me. I mean, I just got the itinerary, and that's I'm showing up for my ejector seat training. That is
again,
the most I can do to ensure my safety.
Again,
so.
Not the best. You know, I would have to say, not the best sign if they're sending you up tomorrow. Here's a question, Kara. Do the people of Moscow treat you as an enemy?
No, not at all. Actually, today was International Women's Day here in Russia, so I was given a flower.
Kara, I you know, we've just met, and you seem like a very, very nice person, and I just have one piece of advice. Before you get into the back of that plane, before you get into the front of the plane, will you smell the guy's breath that's flying the plane? You know, they drink a lot of vodka over there.
Yeah, but do you really want to take the man's vodka away before he flies?
I don't know, Kara. You're the one that's going to be in the plane.
You know what?
You're brave. I'll
darling,
tell you
I think you may be, too bad for you, I'm off the market. But I may have found a soulmate here. I may have found a woman who
I think she shares your death wish.
A woman who treats life as casually as I do, perhaps even more so. I mean, darling.
Oh, it's not so. It's not so at all.
It is. So
you're flying to the edge of space. It says the place where the blackness of space meets the atmosphere.
Yep.
That's got to be pretty hinky.
Did you win any money?
Nope, no cash. Really? No cash. Just, you know. Just an experience that never expected my life to contain.
Will they have a videotape camera inside the plane?
Yes, that's my understanding as well. So.
Your understanding.
Do you feel the Sopranos are your friends?
I'm sorry?
Oh, that's an inside joke. Don't worry.
Do you know that because you're in Russia, you're going to go up into space, you missed The Sopranos last night?
Honestly, I don't have HBO, so.
Oh, you don't have HBO.
Wow.
Sorry.
I don't even have you in a hotel with HBO. Ouch.
How's the
I just got here this morning, so.
How's the hotel?
We're at the Marriott Grand. It's pretty plush.
Well, that's great. It's completely Americanized over there now, isn't it?
So tomorrow when you go up into space, you will, now I want to say correctly, when you go to the edge, when you go to the edge of space,
I'm just going to go to the edge and peek over.
So you're just going to be rimming. That's what you're just going
to
be
rimming going the top
up,
of the earth.
Just going up to the top of the edge, going right around the top of that toilet bowl.
I'd like to talk to her before, after she comes back.
Yes, please.
If she comes back.
I appreciate your optimism, gentlemen.
it's valued at more than $16,000. I'd be curious to know what the experience is like.
Is that what the trip is worth? $16,000?
It's valued at more than $16,500. And I'd like to know how much of that the pilot's getting.
Do you feel like the female Lance Bass?
Well, I don't have quite as much rhythm as he does. I'm pretty white.
Has space exploration always been your thing? Have you always been interested in it?
Well, I grew up in the same era that space shuttle was still something where we stopped class to watch the space shuttle launch.
All right, let's see where your head's at. Are you Star Trek Captain Kirk, Star Trek Captain Picard, Star Trek Voyager, or Deep Space Nine? Or the current incarnation Enterprise?
I guess I would be more of a Picard.
Picard, good choice.
That bodes well.
Best choice. That bodes well for you.
There you go.
I'm glad to know that.
When you're up there, will you ever say anything like, make it so? Number one?
I've gotten a lot of suggestions for things that I should say while I'm up there.
Hey, yeah, now listen, seriously, have any of the Star Trek idiots come to you to say you should wear, like, the pin or do the live long? Have any of those nuts come to you?
No, I think I've managed to maintain relatively anonymous up until this very moment. So, maybe in the future.
In Star Wars, here's a trivia question for you. In Star Wars, where was the cantina located?
I always get this one wrong.
I know the answer to this.
Well, then I'm going to phone a friend. Come on.
Mos Eisley on Tatooine.
Exactly. Who was the first man on the moon?
First man on the moon, Neil Armstrong.
Mm.
Who had the song, Man on the Moon? What band?
R.E.M.
Wow.
Hey, she's qualified.
She's ready.
You're good enough to go into space, honey.
I dubbed Tara qualified to go into space.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'm so glad I could get this pre-flight training with you guys. That was very helpful.
You're bright guys, Kara.
Well, good luck. If anything happens, let's let it be known that the last live interview that Kara Sutton gave was on this day on the Don and Mike Show. And we say Godspeed to you, Tara.
Kara.
Kara,
get the name right. Kara. It might be your last interview.
Kara, we say Godspeed.
Thank you so much, guys.
Will you be knocking one back or taking any kind of narcotic before you go into space?
No, I think I really want to be fully present for that.
Have you seen the movie The Right Stuff?
Not recently.
Do you recall the scene when he says Gordo?
Yeah.
Gordo, what happens if you get up there and you have to go? That commercial.
I'm an emergency medical professional. We have bladders like camels.
Yeah, if she works in an emergency room, then she's
ready. Yeah, but
she
still
can handle anything.
Yeah, but she's you could have a guy whose brains are smashed 8,000 different ways coming. You go, oh, this is awful. But then hold on a second. Your whole stomach goes all the way down to your feet, and you're going up in space.
I want to talk to her after she does this. I think she's going to handle it. She strikes me as a very brave lady.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Well, I appreciate that.
Is she still on the phone?
Yes.
I'm here.
Perhaps I should mute the microphones for my next statement.
Oh, no.
If anybody would like to bet on the odds that she makes it.
Well, we could do that after she gets off the line. That wouldn't traumatize her too much. Can I ask you a question, Kara?
Nothing stopped you so far.
Who is the celebrity you most resemble?
There you go.
The celebrity I most resemble.
Yes, please don't answer a question with a question.
Oh, good Lord. Unfortunately, I've been told that I look like Ricky Lake.
Ricky Lake?
Is that now before or after Ricky Lake?
Scott. Slightly slimmer.
Slightly slimmer.
Slightly slimmer.
All right. Well, she's so pretty. Attractive. She's
definitely post hairspray.
Yeah, all right.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
Ricky likes a cute girl.
And you know, you sound like you got a lot of guts.
And good luck. I mean, we mean that. We mean that. And it's been nice knowing you.
Yeah, and just, you know, it will be kind of silly. And I'm not trying to freak you out here, Kara, but I mean, the fact is that if anything happens, technically, you won your accident.
Yeah,
that's just, I'm kidding, of course. No, I mean, you're going to have a great time.
May we call you?
I'm quite sure I am.
May we call you in 24 hours?
In 24 hours.
Yeah, let's just, see. I mean, or when this thing's, like, the day after this thing's over?
Love to know how it went. I'm sorry, I meant 48 hours.
48 hours.
Sure, that'd be fine.
And it just, you know, nothing's going to happen, but is there a family contact?
I think Rob, your guy off air, should know how to get me.
Okay, very good,
right,
Kara.
All right, hold on just a second. Let me see if I can just, I want to do something for you here.
Yeah, we want to do a little something for you.
You give me just a second.
Because you seem very nice, Kara. We're very impressed with you.
We want to wish
I accept cash.
Hold on.
Hard-working person in an ER.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Won this contest to go over to Russia and fly to the edge of space.
Mm-hmm.
85,000 feet above the Earth's surface.
A lot of courage, too.
I've got Rocket Man.
You got a song. Don is picking out a song for you, Kara.
I see Rocket Man, but she's not a Rocket Man. She's a Rocket Girl.
Jet Airliner.
Are you taking any mementos with you up there?
No, honestly, I the experience is mine, and I'm really excited. Just, I'm not going to try to dress it up with too much extra stuff.
Okay.
So.
Right. Do you plan on parlaying this into celebrity status?
Commercial endorsement.
I think my 15 minutes expired about 3 minutes ago. So.
I'm already,
I would agree. We're looking for anything here that can help. See, we're trying to find a song to send
that would
you
be appropriate
off
for Kara.
And I'm looking here and I see, well, no, Rob, I don't want Go All the Way.
Well, she's going all the way to space.
Give me a second. For goodness sakes. You know, we have 8,000 records here,
right,
spanning the last 30 years. Where is a song about a nice...
And apparently 4 CDs on the counter.
Nice accidental death. Don't we have that? Don't we have, like, Last Kiss? Don't we have that?
Kara, we're not traumatizing you, are we?
All right, here you go.
No, I'm pretty comfortable.
You're pretty comfortable. You're also,
Kara,
pretty brave.
I think you're going to like...
Don has found a song for
this
you.
This is rather uplifting, I think.
Yeah, good.
Other than,
you get it? Uplifting?
Taking me away from my original
thought. I was right there with the uplifting.
Here we go. Yeah, baby. I want to send this out. A long-distance dedication. It's Kenny Loggins. Danger Zone. Send this one out. Send this one out to the late Kara Sutton. 424.
You know that one, the right, not the right stuff, you know, what was this movie?
It's Top Gun.
Top Gun.
Top Gun. Right, so here you go. Here. Highway to the danger zone.
American's introduction to the MiG.
There you go.
Yeah, Top Gun right there.
Well, that's right. You are really a wonderful sport. Thank you for letting us play the sound effects and playing the songs. We really do hope that everything is okay.
I wouldn't mind talking to her, seriously, after
Please.
She comes back.
That'd be great.
Yeah, give us a call. Give us a call, then just let us know that you're okay.
Or we can call you.
Kara, it was a pleasure. Good luck.
Absolutely.
Get off the telephone. Go get some sleep. You got a big day tomorrow. And remember,
thank you. Yes, I do.
And remember that old thing that, hey, every day is the first day of the rest of your life.
Very good, yeah.
Whatever. And whatever that other thing is saying, you know, live every day because you never know. One day you might go up in a Russian rocket and then...
You never know.
You might be all over.
Kara, don't waste it sleeping. Go out and party. You know, have some Russian rocket. Take care of yourself, Kara.
Great talking to you.
Thank you.
There she is, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. The late Kara Sutton.
She's very brave.
That's Kara Sutton. Who
so pretty, so put upon.
Approximately 11 hours, 34 minutes to live.
You know, it's just my opinion, but isn't that whole country right now a little rusty?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And you're talking about using a plane that's... And first of all,
a plane that was probably flown regularly back in the 1980s.
Retro, she
said. And, Mike, the thing that we got...
Take it up to 85,000 feet, see how it handles things.
We got this from... come on for this interview from Space Adventures. And they write to us that she's going to be on a rocket.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. They said rocket right here in the thing.
Well, she's on a plane and
in a MiG-25 rocket.
Good luck, Kara, tomorrow. Maybe she'll give us.
It'll be fine. Like,
do you think really for the people that pay for this that they get over there and they don't know until like they're walking up to the plane that it's not a rocket?
And you think you're going to be getting one of those jobbers that's straight up and down,
right?
And that you have to take that elevator up to the top floor like an Apollo 13?
This will be fine, like sailing to Haiti in an Oldsmobile.
you got Haiti on the brain,
don't
you?
I love Haiti. That's a funny place.
Sure.
We're big in Haiti.
Oh, number one in Haiti.
Westwood One has just cleared like four or five affiliates for this show in Haiti.
Things are doing well with Haiti and no FCC regulations in Haiti.
Good afternoon, Port-au-Prince. Hey, what is happening, looters? Right on.
Remember, if you're not looting, you're not trying.
We got a break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
If you look high and low for a cruise ship cuisine on dry land and you like dining in the round, you'll want to come down to Hank's Look Around Cafe. That's Hank's Look Around Cafe, 336 Melrose, where you and your food go on an adventure.
You know, I wasn't thinking about investing in that. I mean, I like the idea of the rotating around and looking at the city. Right. Of course, if you're a smoker, you'd have to smoke and then stop and then light up again when you came in your section. Well, listen, I think it's a great idea. Okay. Great idea.
You're gonna hit me. You're gonna do something.
No, it's a great idea.
Yeah. Okay. Smokey and the Bandit. That was it. That was a great idea. And Cannonball Run. That was a great idea. Ooh, brother.
Oh, we're sorry.
The Don and Mike Show.
They wish that they were prettier.
We do.
Don and Mike.
Listen, a bad event happening in one's life is no reason for sloppy board work. I can't say that in good conscience the fact that I know that Spalding Gray is dead had anything to do with the fact that I wasn't tight rejoining there.
I know that you are a big fan of Spalding Gray.
Well, I was just handed this bulletin literally.
They found him?
15 seconds before the show.
Yeah.
And Mike, no, I'm really not a fan of Spalding Gray.
Well, I thought he was in the river.
I just enjoyed announcing he was missing.
He was.
And now that story's done because he was in the water on the shore in Brooklyn yesterday. Spalding Gray, dead at age 100.
Are they sure? Because wouldn't most decomposed bodies start to look like Spalding Gray?
I would think so. I
mean, the hair grows.
It could be anybody.
It could be.
I don't know. Could look like a Girl Scout. Mm. Who knows? Spalding Gray. Mike, I know that we don't work in video. We work in audio, and I have pictures to go along with something I want to bring to your attention.
You have visual aids?
I do. Yes. I'm here to announce for the first time ever.
Don has visual
that due to back in the 80s, I had unprotected sex with my eyes.
And now you have visual aid.
I have visual aid.
Congratulations.
There is no cure.
But there's still hope.
For visual aids.
I want to tell you.
Okay, there's
wild.
There is a lady in New Jersey. Mike, how much does an average liver weigh, do you think? And now
about $1.50 an hour?
Yeah, no. A liver.
Oh, that's an old joke.
How much does it weigh?
A liver, I would say...
An average one.
A pound and a half.
It's not bad. The average liver weighs 3 pounds.
Right.
The average liver.
Pretty close. Mine weighs the same as a penny.
There's a woman named Deborah Colombo.
Just one more thing. Not that Colombo.
She said that everywhere she went, people asked her if she was pregnant.
Right.
That's all that yogurt. Because, I know, she's not that Columbo from TV, and she's not the Columbo with the yogurt.
Very good.
She is the woman who broke the Guinness Book of World Records for having the world's largest liver. Her liver, which was removed, weighed 46 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Let's see.
Damn. Look at that liver. McCloud.
McCloud. Oh, no. Oh, this was for Columbo.
Okay. Right. You remember wasn't it McCloud, too?
Yeah, well.
The NBC mystery movie.
Columbo, McCloud.
McMillan and Wife.
McMillan and Wife. Right. And
McCloud.
There was a fourth one with George Peppard, wasn't there?
Banachek,
yeah.
Right.
The NBC mystery movie.
Oh.
Hey, McCloud.
McCloud.
McCloud. Oh, and you know, we have Dennis Weaver on the show a couple of weeks ago. Last celebrity ever to take the sex quiz on this show.
Right.
Did you know that today he was lower right on Hollywood Squares?
Was he really?
It was has-been week on Hollywood Square.
Very good. He's a good guy. We like Dennis Weaver. Huh.
Okay, so this this lady, Columbo, well, she's got the 46-pound liver, and they took it out, and there's a picture of her stomach before and a picture of her stomach afterwards. You're probably going to see this lady, like, at the end of the newscast tonight, mm-hmm. wherever you live.
Very pretty.
It'll be the last thing. It'll be... and before we go to John with the 7-day AccU forecast, how about this lady in New Jersey with a 49-pound liver? Hey, are the rain clouds coming back our way tomorrow?
That's nasty.
So, yeah.
That's a nasty-looking lady before and after.
All they got to do now is get rid of the 60 pounds of onions. She's set.
God.
She is absolutely set.
That's a, you know, that's a puke factor.
Thanks. David Crosby.
Speaking of livers.
David Crosby is stupid. Yes.
He's got a new one.
David Crosby has a monkey liver, I believe a chimpanzee heart, an orangutan, a prostate.
Wow. All sorts of primates inside of him.
And he knocked up Melissa Etheridge and is the dad of her kid, allegedly.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't think any of his problems were genetic. I think they were all basically lifestyle.
He brought them on himself.
Okay, so... The doughy member, I love it they refer to him that way. The doughy member, and he has Marcel's foot as well. David Crosby, the doughy David Crosby. Here's how stupid.
What, the doughy member of Crosby, Stills, and Nash? What, it's like Stephen Stills is a Chippendale?
Compared to David Crosby, I'd have to say yeah.
Okay.
And Neil Young, I saw him on something over the weekend. He still looks like Neil Young.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
With those sideburns.
Still hagged out. David Crosby is 62. He's doing a gig or something, and he's at a DoubleTree Guest Suites Hotel.
Okay.
And he checks out. And
he dies?
No. He leaves the hotel.
He's fine.
And he forgets his bag.
Hmm.
Forgets the bag of luggage.
What was her name?
So he calls the hotel, and he says, "Hey, dudes, I left some luggage there." And they said, "Well, describe the luggage, please." And as it turns out, he left the piece of luggage there, and he called, and when he discussed the fact that it was a green canvas bag that had all these special notes on it, he got in trouble because they found marijuana, a 45, ooh, that would be a gun, ammunition, two knives, and a suitcase full of liver and onions.
That's not the kind of bag you want to leave behind.
He had all the other stuff. He had weed, he had a gun, he had ammo, and he had two knives. Now, wouldn't you think, if you're David Crosby, if you're anybody, if you got your weed, your gun, your ammo, and your knives, and you leave the hotel without it, you say, well, maybe that's one that's just going to have to stay there.
No.
You don't call the hotel up and go, you know, I don't hear you unless you knock.
Take that bag with you.
Can you think of anything more dangerous and frightening than a rocket roller with a knife?
No. I mean, you know, so he's still messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
But
the knives are weird.
But he's looking after that liver.
Mike, good news for you. Ted Williams' son has become Teddy Graveyard.
Yeah, Ted Williams is 35 years old, I think.
The guy that was the main guy saying, "Freeze, Dad."
Yeah.
That guy is dead.
Had leukemia.
Yes. Good. I'm glad to hear it. Yeah, let's hear it first. How about leukemia doing the job on that Ted Williams guy?
Wow. He said he spent the last few months of his life still fighting.
Ted Williams' son, dead of leukemia. Arnold, who is saving... California. Buzz had this on the news last week about him doing the thing with the magazine.
Right.
The Muscle magazine.
Muscle and Fitness.
Right.
Well, now there's more. This past weekend, he was at Arnold's Fitness Weekend, which is something that has been held in Columbus, Ohio, since 1989.
Hi, welcome to my fitness weekend.
So, even though he's governor, he could not turn his back on all of these muscle heads.
No.
Friday night, he arrived in Columbus, Ohio. Your tax dollars at work. motorcade of dark sedans, unmarked police cars, a lot of police cars with flashing lights, security details. Mm-hmm. They slip him in the side entrance, and he says, "There's concern. I was not coming to California, coming to
Ohio,
Columbus," and he called it Columbus. Mm-hmm. "I would not come to Columbus because of California.
California. No, I will do that. I will shirk my responsibilities to the state."
Sure. But 80,000 people gathered at the weekend event, which they call the Arnold.
Yes.
He's been doing it so long, it's called
the Arnold.
The Arnold. "What are you doing this weekend?" "We're going to the Arnold."
"You got
to
call the moron."
Boy says, I says, "Yeah.
Nice to see all my fans. It's so great to be here and things. It's great stuff."
That's the governor of California.
Yeah, I'm ducking out again.
Okay.
And I'm taking another job because it's just boring to be the governor.
Mm-hmm. Now, I didn't get a chance to go see Starsky and Hutch this weekend. I do want to see it. So I did pretty good numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Christ is still Christ. Jesus Christ, is he a star?
Yes.
Man, so can I say something? Jesus Christ, superstar.
Absolutely.
But... I mean, Jesus is doing huge box office, Rob. Yeah. Right? He's number one again this weekend.
Yes, he was.
Starsky and Hutch was number two, although it opened with close to, I think, $30 million.
Tough to compete against The Passion of the Christ.
Here is the information on Snoop Dogg.
Oh, good.
Now, he's in the movie, mm-hmm. and he plays Huggy Bear.
He's Huggy Bear.
He's Huggy Bear, and for some reason...
He is as hot as they can possibly be.
This is what I don't... I truly don't get this, that disc jockeys are still being... persecuted. You know, you got the FCC going after disc jockeys. You got Congress going after baseball players for taking steroids. As we've talked about ad nauseum, all the things going on in this country. This is what they're focusing on. However, somehow in all of this, Snoop Dogg has ended up being as wholesome as Barney the Dinosaur.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Snoop Dogg,
wow.
Who, you know, is a noted drug lover and also a pornographer.
For shizzle.
Gone legit.
You know, and incidentally.
Well, he doesn't do that anymore, right? He doesn't smoke marijuana anymore.
That's what
right.
he says.
Well, that's what he says.
But his pornos are pretty well done.
Mm-hmm.
But still, he's Snoop,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
But he's for shizzle because he's so... He's so... popular shizzle.
Yes.
That he's now main shizzle. He's
right.
now main
mm-hmm.
street shizzle. He used to be.
He's main stizzle.
Thank you, Mike.
Right.
Thank you.
He's main stizzle.
Finally, you speak dog. Thank you.
He's a super stizzle.
So, they've got the Starsky and Hutch movie.
Right.
And because he's got this part, he's going to do a free concert.
Mm-hmm.
And it's an Anheuser-Busch concert.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're, you know, everything in the movie now is, you know, if you have a shot in the movie.
He loves the draft bizzle.
If you have a shot in the movie of a kind of beer, they've paid for that product placement.
Right,
which
right.
means they get a concert. Well, who says that he's not the same guy that he always was, even with all this main shizzle, with making him mainstream? He's going to do this concert for Anheuser-Busch.
Mm-hmm.
At the last minute, he says, "Wait a minute, hold on. Hold on, dog. I don't do nothing for free."
Mm.
And they say, "Well, we're not doing it. You're not doing this for free. You're promoting the movie, and we're paying you your standard talent fee on top of this."
Mm-hmm.
To which Snoop says, "Yo, yo, 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 now my price is double." So the people at the party, the people at the beer company,
right.
they, instead of just saying, "Hey, listen, go scratch, you know, get out of here," they come back to him and they say, "All right, we'll double your price and we'll give you two diamond watches."
Wow.
Huh. He said, "Go F yourself."
Wow.
And he walked away. For shizzle, he's really not so main shizzle. He's still the same guy.
Yeah.
He's
still...
They're dressing him up.
He's still a rizzle.
They're trying to make him...
to be rebel.
Right. Popular pop fizzle,
mm-hmm.
but he's still got his street fizzle.
Absolutely.
Credizzle going.
That's good.
So that's nice that all the Budweiser people were there, and they're saying, "Oh, you're..." You know, all the white people go, "Oh, Snoop, it's so nice that you have really stopped all of this gangster stuff. You are marvelous, marvelous. Now, go sing your songs for us, you crazy Negro." And then he says, "Yo, that's double the price." "Oh, yes, Mr. Black Man, yes, we love you so. And here are two diamond watches. Look, shiny diamond watches."
Go fizzle yourself.
Right. Danny DeVito, Mike. I know you love hearing about Danny DeVito. Oh, do we have a tribute to my man? I said it earlier. He's not box office poison.
Not at all. Most popular star in the country.
Yeah. He's guaranteed now. He's going to be doing the next movie with Drew Barrymore.
Jesus is box office.
Jesus Christ is the new Adam Sandler.
Yes.
He's the new Harrison Ford. Mm-hmm. He's the new Johnny Depp.
Yeah.
He's the new De Niro, Pacino. You roll them all into one. He's the biggest movie star in America.
It's fantastic.
You've read the book. Now see the movie. America loves Jesus.
He's a superstar.
Yeah. Danny DeVito. Why is it celebrities get caught doing this? That he goes into a store, Victoria's Secret, and he wants to buy stuff for his dog wife, you know, Rhea Perlman.
The lovely Rhea.
And
they've been together a long time. Mm-hmm.
They have, and that's a marriage. And look at them, and you can understand why they're with each other.
Sure, and why they weren't in Lord of the Rings is beyond me.
They're both short and ugly, but they're talented.
Right. Yeah.
Most people think that they're in love. But Danny DeVito, because he is Danny DeVito...
I think if you shave Rhea Perlman's head and, you know, get her to say, "My precious..." You wouldn't have to spend all that computer money.
She could be in... I mean, if you can't limit yourself to Lord of the Rings...
Well, I just thought she'd be great with a shaved head.
She could be in Star Wars Episode 2.
Yeah, absolutely.
She could be in Attack of the Clones.
But really, if you really want to go, whatever that character is, and I'm not a big Lord of the Rings... Golem. I just know that... What is it?
Isn't it Golem?
Golem.
But good luck finding anything that'll cut that hair.
But of course, you probably have to go with a...
You probably have to wait for the natural occurrence. Mm-hmm. Like with Mama Soprano. Wait for all of Rhea Perlman's hair to fall.
But I think it would be perfectly acceptable. It wouldn't be... I think you could keep your PG-13 rating.
Sure.
You know.
There you go. Oh, we have the sound effect. Ms. Perlman, we're going to just take a little bit of... Hold on, Ms. Perlman.
There you go.
Cut that hair off.
So Danny DeVito, because he can't go anywhere because he's Danny DeVito,
right.
And he's little and everybody sees him. He goes into Victoria's Secret and he wants to see sexy lingerie in red.
Mm-hmm.
He then looks at a red bustier with matching panties, a red black bra with the matching thong.
Yeah.
And a red and white baby doll teddy. And a red and black boa, and Danny said, "I love them all," and ended up buying Rhea Perlman over $1,000 worth of very nasty underwear at Victoria's Secret. Let me just
say... That's a little disturbing.
Dude, do it online.
Yeah, do it online.
Don't go into the store where people are going to see you buying clothes for your Lord of the Rings wife.
And a lovely red bag for her head.
Donald Trump, and someday we will do that contest, the Donald Trump haircut contest.
Oh, good.
The Apprentice is on. Everybody seems to be loving it.
Yeah.
They've already confirmed they're going to do Apprentice 2. Now Donald Trump says, "Hey, I'm loving it so much, I have already signed up for The Apprentice 3.
Yeah, yeah, okay. He's digging it.
Sure.
He's kind of rubbing Les Moonves' nose in it, so I think he'll do it for as long as it's on. Mm-hmm.
And I got one more. Oh, I got time for one more. So we got a phone scam. Which one do I leave you with? You want to hear about... Okay. Michael Jackson?
Please. Hi.
The Jesus Juice?
Hi.
All right. Here's the story very briefly, because we got to get to your phone call. At 877-365-3636, phone scan lies straight ahead. When Michael Jackson flies, his preferred in-flight meal is Kentucky Fried Chicken, chocolate chip cookies, and wine.
Oh, yum.
He likes to drink...
That'll keep you regular.
Yeah. He likes to drink the wine out of empty soda cans. Apparently, this comes from the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department. They got search warrants this week, and they found out that he loves finger-licking good Kentucky Fried Chicken and chocolate chip cookies. And
there's nothing like a great Pinot Noir to go with the 11 herbs and spices.
Jesus juice.
Yeah.
And the trip that the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department is talking about, where they found proof that this is for him and for his kids.
I guess the flight attendant says that's what he orders when he's on the plane.
And the kids have cookies and wine?
The kids have cookies. You can only guess whether they have the wine. Yeah.
But they all have delicious Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It's great. It's the Colonel's special recipe. More slaw and beans, please.
That's all I have. You can all just write your own jokes on that one.
Bye.
I don't have anything about that. It's Jesus juice. Phone number 877-365-3636. And ain't it funny? Really, he is a black guy. He tries so hard to look white, yet in the end, he
falls into that stereotypical meal. Yeah.
I mean, listen, Michael, why don't I have watermelon?
Mm-hmm.
Hello, this is Michael Jackson.
Right.
So the black Kentucky Fried Chicken.
It is, you know, and then that's been controversial in the past.
Sure has.
And Jesus juice.
Jesus
and
juice.
Okay, Michael needs Kentucky Fried Chicken. Also, get a 24-pack of Coca-Cola in cans and empty out all of them before we get on the plane.
And I wonder if it's red wine or white wine.
Bill,
which goes better with fried chicken?
He drank both, from what we've been told before, and he had different names, I think, for the red and the white.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
One was Jesus' blood,
right?
And I think the other was Jesus' juice. I remember right. And
That's right.
Traditionally, white wine goes with chicken.
Yeah, I'm starting to tremble just thinking about it.
Phone scan. Listen, your calls, unscripted. We love this part of the show. Your calls on anything coming right up.
Is the Don and Mike Show.
When the tumor was dissected into tiny pieces and analyzed, pathologists found it to contain some very bizarre things.
A dermoid is an unusual type of tumor. It can contain any type of human tissue. And in fact, this patient had both hair and teeth in portions of this massive tumor.
Young lady, what do you want to do with your life?
I want to live in a van down by the river.
Well, you'll have plenty of time to live in a van down by the river when you're living in a van down by the river.
The Don and Mike Show.
What makes you all so sure Godzilla is dead?
And I say bravo to you, sirs. Bravo to Don Geronimo and Michael Mera.
Yeah. What about Mondays?
Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
Yeah. Not us. Let's see your calls lying straight ahead on the phone scan. Oh, my God. Are you ready for...
Oh, my God.
Are you ready for Britney Spears update?
Yeah, what's she doing now?
We need some reverb here.
You do? Okay.
I just need the DJ reverb. Okay. You just don't mind. It's not very often that we get these great prizes. Oh, want to announce? You got it? Number two?
Two?
You got it? Oh, hello? Hello? Hello?
Oh.
Hey, kids! Yeah. This is the Don and Mike Show. Hi, I'm Don.
And I'm Mike.
Eight minutes after the hour, we'll be giving away Britney Spears concert chicken.
Is it win them before you can buy them?
No, Mike. Tickets are on sale now, but we have Britney tickets.
Britney Spears tickets for you.
We'll give those away. We'll be in Las Vegas Friday.
This Friday?
Right. Doing the show live at Mandalay Bay.
Thought it was next Friday.
You come on down and see us. We'd love to see you. Listen to us in Las Vegas. Come on by.
Yeah. Especially from north.
And don't forget Mike O'Mara's invitation to everybody from Sacramento.
I'm Mike O'Mara, and I'd like to see everyone join us in Las Vegas from Sacramento.
Yeah. There you go.
I mean that.
And finally, last... Let's go here before your phone calls. I'm a local nature here at WJFK. Last week, it was a week ago today, we were talking about the change in the Washington Redskins broadcast booth.
Right.
So I say our buddy Larry Michael is in the building. Larry, if you want to come in and take some phone calls.
Come on, Larry. Let's come on to the heat of our spotlight.
He's in the house.
That'd be cool.
Oh, and an update for anybody that might have heard some of the animal stories I was talking about.
Yes.
You
mean your outer space stories?
Yeah, well, I found an ant. There was an animal outside my domicile last night during that windstorm that
Was it a bear?
No.
Like Tony Soprano?
No.
What was it?
A common house cat.
Uh-huh.
And I shoot it away.
Uh-huh.
A common German house cat.
Did you say you shoot it?
I didn't shoot it.
You S-H-O-O-T?
I know, S-H-O-O-E-T it away.
Oh, you went shoo.
You didn't go away.
Was it domestic? Or
did it have little white boots?
Oh, it was foreign.
Did it have a collar?
I didn't see. All I saw was the cat's behind.
Did it have the strength of 10 cats?
I was just trying to get it away. I didn't like it.
Go! So it's not an alien.
No, it's a common house cat.
It's a cat.
In heat, probably.
Yep. Yeah, and Buzz, a lot of people called and said that. That was probably a cat.
Well, I couldn't take care of that.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, fellas.
Yes, you could have if you put your mind to it.
Yeah, some people could.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yes, hello, fellas. How are you?
We're doing great, thanks.
Oh. Wonderful. This is the rabbi from Baltimore. I won the iPod a few weeks ago.
How you doing, rabbi?
I'm doing very well. I wanted to call and thank you guys. It was such a gracious gift. And, Rob, I wanted to tell you a very happy birthday.
Thank you. We got your letter, and it's very, very funny. We filed away your quiz. We will use that someday.
Oh, yes. Well, Rob, I wanted to tell you, you're my favorite goy, and I seriously thought about sending you some lime jello for your birthday.
Thank you.
But being a white supremacist thing, people might talk.
I understand.
By the way,
no sense in crossing that bridge, Rabbi.
Oh, I understand. Mike?
Yes, Rabbi.
There are a lot of girls, by the way, that I know that are looking for husbands right now. I could set you up.
Only wealthy, Rabbi.
Well, we have some. Well, I know I have some that are just your type. They're tall, Jewish, and black. And
right.
I really do think that you would like them.
Thank you.
Lastly, Mike.
Yes, Rabbi.
Don, I'm sorry.
Oh, Don. Yes. Now you can say yes, Rabbi, too.
Yes, Rabbi.
Oh, Don, I wanted to tell you we're having a special today at the synagogue on circumcision.
Get out of here.
You know, the thing is, the guy's really a rabbi.
He is a rabbi.
Hello, Don and Mike.
And
show.
I think it's wonderful that he calls.
Enjoys the show.
I think it's nice.
Very nice that he takes the time out of his busy rabbinical schedule to drop on.
Thanks for calling.
This is Michael Hoffman, and you're listening to Jew to Jew.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Do you think the Sopranos are your friends? Rob Spirak does.
Well, he's my favorite goy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
He's a goy toy. Hello, you're on the air, Don and Mike.
Can you hear me?
Wait, what are you doing? Are you doing the Verizon ad? Yes, dumbass, we can hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know it was me. I was wondering, what's up with the Sopranos?
I don't know. What's up with the Sopranos?
I want to know. I mean, first of all, Tony's just become this total wimp because he can't get with Dr. Malfi, and the storyline's just gone to total C. What's going on?
The storyline has gone to total C. You mean like crap?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so at all.
Disagree. We all really liked it last night.
The best thing that happened last night was they couldn't figure out what to do with a guy having the seizure, so they just shot him.
Yes, I agree.
Other than that, the Sopranos has gone in the toilet from when it first started. It used to be exciting to watch. Now it's terrible.
It's terrible. Well, you should stop watching it if it's terrible.
Yeah.
Well, we all liked it. We all really liked it.
You did?
Yes.
Well, I just thought it could be a little bit better, don't you think?
No, I don't.
No.
It was quite good last
year. They hit their stride.
One thing to make fun of a TV show, but when you start poking fun at my friends.
Rob's friends.
Yeah, right.
Oh, sorry, Rob. Sorry about that.
Sir, listen, I'm here to tell you.
See you when you come to Vegas. Calling from Vegas. Looking forward to seeing you out here.
This is official. We're right and... Yes. You're wrong. Mm-hmm.
Yes, you have to watch it again and come along to our point of view.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see you in Vegas when you get out here.
Not unless you agree with us. Hi, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Good. I was up in South Shore Tahoe this weekend, and I just happened to spot good old Patty Heaton. She happened to be up in the high stakes area.
Friend Patty Heaton from Everybody Loves Raymond. Mm-hmm.
I kind of waited out in the regular era for it, and she didn't come out. And so I was up a few hundred and weaseled my way in there and was going to bet 100, which I don't normally do. And I got on the same table with her and waited a few minutes. And I said, hey, Miss Heaton. I called her Miss Heaton. And I think she was her husband or something. He's a guy by the name of Matt Sundby. But I said, hey, Don and Mike wanted me to say hello. And this dude got up and hushed me right out of the area. And I was not allowed back in. So
you know.
Cheers.
I do believe that. I've recently just come to my attention.
Yeah.
That because of our whole Patty Heaton flap,
right?
That there are still people, and that's funny to say, isn't it? Patty Heaton flap.
Yes, it is. There's still people that what?
There are still publicists at CBS that hate us.
Right.
I've done some checking now, being as, you know, we have an opening now with the resignation of Charlie. And good luck to Charlie. I was checking around. How come we don't have, like, the Survivor people on,
yeah.
like Fat Richard Hatch. I'm right. watching the Survivor. I love that. I love the fact that Sue said that he sexually abused her, mm-hmm. and then I found out, oh, they're still mad at us about Patty Heaton.
Wow.
Oh,
get over
that's
it.
A long memory. That's a grudge.
Yeah, they're only hurting themselves.
Yes, they are. They are, because I guarantee.
Yeah, we've never been invited back on one of those junkets.
No, we haven't. No.
And we had fun on those junkets.
We did. We did. That's the problem.
We had more positive, great interviews and fun times with celebrities than we did bad moments, and the only bad moment was because she completely overreacted to the sex quiz.
It's her problem. It's Patty Heaton's problem. Mm-hmm. Patty Heaton, you're a bad, bad girl. But if I have to apologize to somebody, I'll do it.
Yeah.
To get other CBS stars on the show.
You're the bigger man.
She's so pure that she was in the high-stakes gambling area.
No, listen, here's the thing, Buzz. I can rise above it,
right.
and I can look myself in the mirror
right.
and say, I read an apology that I know in my heart, I mean, absolutely, 100%, I feel the opposite about.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm okay with that.
Sure.
So listen, also, Patty Heaton, if you're listening, or your representatives, I can really even tweak it up. Mm-hmm. I'm a pretty good actor.
Oh, yeah.
I can really make you think that I really, really feel bad and feel remorseful.
You can produce tears if you
that,
want.
That you came on our show mm-hmm. and used bad language,
mm-hmm.
and then when we asked you if you wanted to take a quiz or not, of which you could have said no, you decided to flip out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll try to get us fired.
Yeah, we have, you know, we hold grudges, too. Yeah.
Patricia Heaton. Patty Heaton. You know what Comic the Dog says? That's right.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's what we do on you. Hello there. And how about that? That now in today's climate?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was a rave out.
Watch out. Territory.
That was
Calm
me, really.
Down, Mr. Hot Temper.
That was me losing control.
Oh, wow.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah. Don and Mike, what's up?
So anyway, the Patty Heaton thing is still out there.
Yeah.
That'll be funny. That's see if we crazy. Can get it resolved now.
Yeah.
Don and Mike?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, I have a birthday song for Rob. I learned it in Munich when I was there in Germany.
Ah, well, let's hear it.
It goes, ein Prosit für Gemütlichkeit. Ein Prosit.
Rob's nodding like he knows what you're singing.
Gemütlichkeit. And basically, you just drink a beer and you say that at the end of it.
What was he singing, Rob?
I don't know, but why should it today be any different than any other day? Singing in German and drinking a beer.
Sure, hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello!
Hello! Hi, you're on the air.
Don and Mike, how are you guys doing?
We're doing great, thank you.
Hey, FTFCC.
Yeah, okay.
Right.
All right.
We're with you.
Exactly. I'm with you. Hey, I love you guys.
Okay.
You guys are doing a great job.
Was that
job.
The whole thing? Was the initials? Was that it?
That was it.
I think we all feel the same way about the FCC. Hey, what are you doing? You're really screwing up our lives. FCC stands for FCC, and I can't tell you what the F stands for, or the C, or the other C. You can imagine it's really, really bad and filthy, and you can imagine I'm thinking even worse stuff right now.
Yeah!
If I could, I would make threats about the FCC, but I can't, so I just have to say FCC.
Bingo.
Witch Hunt continues. Incidentally, the fines, we're going to wipe out civilization fines against broadcasters.
Right. Yeah, still hanging over the heads of this corporation and many other broadcast entities.
They promised them on Friday, and then it didn't play out over the weekend, and now, yes, the latest is that the radio industry will fall to its knees by the end of this week.
Yeah, and who knows? And there have been rumors that it might be after the election.
Yeah, well, that was...
I mean, there are all sorts of rumors. Nobody really knows.
That was a rumor that was started by a guy who really doesn't know a lot about what's going on.
You never know.
I do think probably in a week or so.
Right.
We'll see. We shall see. Hey, let's hear it for the FCC, though, huh?
Yes. Interesting climate we're living in right now.
Hey, great.
Yeah.
Aren't they a great, really just a fantastic governing operation?
What would we do without them?
Oh, Buzz, what would we do without them? Have fun?
Yeah.
Well, you've just heard that they're simply responding to all that public pressure, which mm-hmm. we don't think exists.
No.
And where was that? I was looking at something today saying that of all of the complaints that they allegedly received about Janet Jackson... that a large percentage of them were people saying, why are you making so much out of Janet Jackson?
Right. And the negative response, the way I understand it, is a response from organized groups.
And, hey, listen, FCC, I don't know about the rest of America. Maybe I'm too close to it because I work in the industry.
When I say organized groups, too, groups that are designed to send these mass emailings to a legislator,
right? I, for one, now, it's like a reality show. I don't like it because I'm inside the business, but I want you to have your McCarthy hearings every week.
Right.
I mean, aren't you going to have any hearings this week and call any more innocent broadcasters and try to make them sacrificial lambs?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Mm-hmm. And you promise that you're going to cut our heads off, and then you don't do it.
Right. Like, get it over with.
Come on. But I'll tell you this. Of all of the communications commissions, they're the federalist one.
Yay!
They are. They stink.
Yeah.
They're little stinkers. They're bad little stinkers.
Very bad.
Hello, Don and Mike show. What is these? One more thing. By the FCC. If you do want to see something funny, go to FCC.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or FCC.gov.
Gov.
Yeah. And the commissioners, the five people who are really heading up this witch hunt,
right?
Each of them has their own personal webpage.
Oh, isn't that nice?
So you can get a good look at them and what their thoughts are.
Wonderful.
And their feelings, and I believe it has a place to email them. Exciting.
Hmm.
So you might want to start with, my favorite guy is a guy named Mike.
Mm-hmm.
He's my guy. Of the
you like
of,
Mike?
Of the five of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, color me guilty. He's my favorite, and he's the one that seems to make the most amount of sense.
Absolutely.
Salute.
Drop him a line.
He's the one that would probably enjoy hearing from you.
Yeah, of course.
That you really are loving everything he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yes, sir.
What's Michael Jackson like to best about 28-year-olds?
No, no jokes allowed, sir. That's
right.
Another segment.
Come on. Hello, Don and Mike. Plus, if you got a joke, you got to tell us up front so we can do the phone number thing.
Absolutely.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hey, Mike, when are you going to take over Brady's?
What do you mean? I've done that.
When is it going to become O'Mara's?
It's not. It's going to be the Look Around Cafe.
And I think, Mike, if you're okay with us... I think I'll be ready to go with everything I need if you'd like to discuss this and have a free commercial. You want one tomorrow?
Whenever you want, Don. I mean, you know, I'm prepared on I'm prepared in both a positive way and a negative way. It was I heard the you have the tapes. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I do.
You're ready to go, and I still have to make the sign. But
the Look Around Cafe. Yes. Okay, we'll talk about it tomorrow.
That's good. That's
and
good.
And Mike officially...
Please be as kind as you can.
Mike officially takes over his new venture,
mm-hmm.
the Look Around Cafe,
mm-hmm.
next week, right?
Yeah, St. Patrick's Day. It will have a new name on it, but...
The name will be?
The Look Around Cafe.
No, it's O'Mara's.
O'Mara's.
Big grand opening?
Big opening, yes.
Excellent.
On St. Patrick's Day, which is a busy day for an Irish pub anyway.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, now.
This could be very bad.
Hey, now, no.
This could be very good or very bad.
This could be very good. I'm going to love talking to you about this.
Yeah, I know you are.
I really am.
Yeah.
I've never been to the place.
Anytime you'd like to come out, we'd love to have you.
Really? What if I brought the I-Team out with me?
What's the I-Team?
You know, Channel 7 on your side.
Please do.
Bring the I-Team out.
Yes, bring the I-Team. Bring all the publicity you can.
Let's once and for all get to the rat issue. Stop it! Just once! You're so...
Easy.
What? You're so easy.
Do that.
You're so easy to piss off with a rat
just
thing.
Once.
The rats.
What?
Rats is the go-to.
Yeah, it is.
Guaranteed.
It is. Yeah.
See, but it's only rats. If I had said mice, I don't think you'd have that reaction.
Yeah, it's
right?
A little different than the band. You know, this is hopefully food on the table, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Well, we're looking forward to it. And
get it? Food on the table.
That's fun. And tomorrow we'll talk in depth about that.
You know, you wouldn't be you. You know, I have to deal with it. It wouldn't be you. You get that look on your face. Your eyes get small. And you know, I just sit there and dig my heels in. And, man,
Mike,
this is
so much better than when you had the band.
Yeah, it's much more important than when I had the band.
But it's so much better for the show. Hold on a second.
Yes.
It's the Mike O'Mara Look Around Cafe.
Look
around.
The Look Around Cafe.
The Look Around Cafe.
And I still have to get a sign in there that says Look Around Cafe.
You don't have to. I don't want to say anything out of school, but you got
it. No, don't promise
Mike,
me you're not going to deliver.
Who got you your Red Sox sign?
It's up there.
Okay. Who
made it possible?
No.
Who loaned me the money to get that?
No.
To make that whole thing happen.
I almost tipped my hand.
Right, so I don't have to bother doing that? Because I was going to talk to the guy.
No need to get yourself a look around cafe sign. There is no need.
Really?
I promise.
All right, okay, then I'll wait.
I swear to you, there is no need.
All right.
Because you said that you would put a sign up in your joint that says, Mike O'Mara's Look Around Cafe.
I'm going to put it right over your table.
Okay. If we're going to play this game, that's fine.
Yes.
You know, Frida was saying to me, she was over the weekend really saying, how can you really even comment on the Look Around Cafe
right.
when you've never been to the Look Around
Cafe? When are you coming out? When are you going
to
come out?
See, here's the thing. I want it to be a surprise. I'm going to have to wear like a Michael Jackson disguise.
No, you're a radio guy. You can walk in there.
No, but I don't want you or any of your people to. I'm like the restaurant critic.
Right.
I want to go in wearing my Mrs. Doubtfire disguise.
Okay.
Hello!
I want to sit down. I want to order the finest entree on the menu.
All right.
And then and then come in the next day, regardless of how good or bad it is, and say it's garbage. it's the worst food that I've ever eaten in my life. It's dog food.
All right. Well, we'll wait for that sometime in the spring. That should be interesting.
No, I want to come down and see this place.
You should. It should.
Hey, now.
It's a lot.
It's
done a
Look Around Cafe.
We've done a lot to it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike, what's happening?
Hey, hi.
Hey, Mike, you gonna bring the infamous Tony to the grand opening?
What do you mean the infamous Tony?
Mike, this is a question.
The pony.
The pony.
The pony.
No, the pony will not be at the grand opening. No.
The pony will not be there. Actually, yes, the pony will be there. The pony will be there in the form of delicious New York strip steak.
Stop it.
Don and Mike Show.
God.
Hey, Mike, the steak's a little tough.
But you, Wilbur.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello?
Hello there.
Hey, I know you did the story about the Sergeant Hutch movie coming in second to Jesus Christ.
About what?
Hold on, we're still on the ponies.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right, yes, Ben Stiller came in second to Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm. Doesn't Owen Wilson have that line in the In-Laws movie?
Meet the Parents, you mean?
Meet the Parents, where he says about following the footsteps of
right,
J.C.
Yeah, yes, because he was a carpenter, right,
right.
Yeah, that's right. I was got a question on your website. Who wrote the little blurbs about you guys on there?
Those are actual biographical thoughts about us.
So you actually studied dance for 23 years?
Modern dance, yes.
Modern dance for 23. I didn't know that. Wow.
Check Who's Who in America. Those are all excerpts from that book.
So you have a checkered past, Buzz.
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Let me just check now. I'm getting something from the control room. Yes, in fact, you are the biggest friggin' dumbass that's called us in the last couple of weeks.
Thank you.
Really?
Thanks so much.
Sure. On the dumb-o-meter, you're off the scale.
The dumb-o-meter.
Beautiful.
You are off the scale. You started the call. Let's analyze this call. You started the call by saying something about a movie?
I heard him say he liked the restaurant.
What did he say first? What was the first thing this guy talked about?
I don't know because I was
about
playing a horse sound effect.
First thing he did was called up and called Meet the Parents, the in-law movie.
That's right. The in-law
movie. You got it.
Correct. Gotcha. You're a bad caller.
Thank you. At least I've done something today.
What have you done besides ruin a pretty good segment on a radio show?
I'm sorry. Go back to your pony talk.
Run, take pride in your ignorance.
All right, hang up now.
I will. Bye.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
At least he hung up.
Hey, Radio God.
Someday you'll see part of him in Mike's chili stew.
Chili stew.
Chili stew. That's one of your specials of the day.
Yes. Chili's
specials of the day.
Chili stew.
Chili stew.
You got some chili stew. You want some chili stew?
It's like at the end, he just got all this.
Don comes in and orders it all the time. He says, give me a chocolate pie and I want some chili stew.
You got all the fixins in there?
Fixins with your chili stew. You want onions and cheddar cheese with your chili stew?
Hey, look, there's a fingernail. Oh, that's the guy that called the show last
week. That's all part of our special chili stew.
Hello there. You're on the air. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, Don, do you and Mike have a bet if Martha Stewart's going to do actual, yard time in prison?
I think the bet was just whether she was going to be found guilty or
right.
murder.
Yeah, I already lost on that bet. I thought she'd get off.
Do you think she's going to do any prison time, you guys?
I do.
Yeah, I agree. She'll do some.
You guys should have a bet to, get it by the
year. Yeah, you should. How would you like it if you were doing a job and some moron called you up and said, hey, yeah, you should. What would you say to that person?
I'd probably hang up.
What was that?
I pop.
Hi. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Dave.
Hi there.
Hey, if you want to have a good giggle, go to the FCC.org and read some of the transcripts that those commissioners talk about.
No, that's
like,
okay. I'd rather not.
Yeah, but
it sounds like they're kindergartners.
.gov. Write them.
No, you're right. And you guys really should look at that. It's pretty crazy stuff.
And incidentally, if you are going to write somebody, you know, keep it intelligent.
Right.
I mean, really. If you ever kept anything civil and intelligent, that's the letter to do.
And decent, or they'll come get you.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Hi.
Hey, this is Bob. How you doing?
Hi, Bob.
Hey, I was calling about your canoes, Don.
The kayak?
Or the kayak.
The kayak.
I heard anything. Did you ever get them out and clean them up?
Were you cleaning them up right after you watched that Ben Stiller movie, The In-Laws?
Did you stop it? Hello. Don and Mike show.
Paint them pink.
Hello. Hey, Don. Hey, Mike.
Hi.
Hey, how are you doing? Hey, Mike, I think you need to change the name of your cafe to Reach Around Cafe.
The Reach Around Cafe. Hey, now. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes. Would you tell them, please, that wasn't a dumb-o-meter, that was a thermometer?
I would be glad to tell them. I believe you're calling to tell them that they were wrong about something?
Oh, no. I haven't called before.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I called months ago.
Well, you're speaking to us, and your thermometer has just gone off the scale.
All right. That's a time lag. I forgot about the time lag.
The time lag.
Thank you.
Which is also be called the delay, which
have
also
a good
would
day,
be
gentlemen.
The canoes and also the in-laws movie.
Time lag. Hello, Don and Mike show.
And whatnot.
Hello. Oh, you're killing me. Last call. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Hey, with the time lag. Hi.
Hey, Mike.
Yes.
Are you going to have crap on your cafe?
No, sir.
You're not going to have crap.
I want to talk a little bit about that. I want to say that when you go to Mike's Look Around Cafe, now how many nights a week will people be able to walk up to you, shake your hand, have you show them a table, and then perhaps let's say that they say, I'm thinking about getting the burger with fries or the entree, and, oh, Mike, would you please do that fantastic impression for me?
Anytime they come in.
Anytime?
24/7.
Anytime, so it's like...
You and your food are going on an adventure. And of course, all week long on the stage will be Dinner Theater.
Oh, good.
As the players perform Jesus Christ Superstar.
The Passion of the Christ.
And I will be, of course, in the role of Jesus every night, but every night it'll be a different impression.
Oh, I got it, where it's you,
yeah,
but the voice will be a different voice.
Well, Don, when you come in, anybody who comes in, just ask about the voice of the day.
Voice du jour.
Oh, God.
Okay.
Oh. Cut that. Cut the Jesus Christ for a second. Stop Jesus. Enough with Jesus.
Jesus.
Let's give away some money.
Yeah.
All right. We'll play a game that used to be a go, and I still think it's a go-go-to. It's a go-go on the show.
Good.
It's called It's All Relative.
It's All Relative.
It's an easy game. You call us up, and we call a member of your family, a brother, a sister, a mom, a dad. We ask them three embarrassing questions. And even with these new ridiculous FCC standards, we can still make them three very, very embarrassing questions.
Very good.
If you get all three, so you answer, then we call your relative, and if they answer the same in all three questions, boom, you win $100 in cash.
I love this game.
So it's All Relative. That's the name of the game. And if you want to play, phone number is 877-365-3636. Jesus is King.
Mm-hmm.
Mike makes one hell of a patty melt, and we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Well, I have a microphone, and you don't.
So you will listen to every damn word I have to say!
The Don and Mike Show. General managers of the Dummy Depot, Don and Mike.
Let's see, free to call me up. I know you just got out of work. You just called me on the commercial thing there. We're going to play It's All Relative coming up.
All right.
Tomorrow, I think, we were just talking in the first break, we're going to try to have an update with, I hope it's not the late Kara, the lady that's going into, I say this word loosely, space.
Mm-hmm.
I guess tomorrow.
The edge of space, 85,000 feet, Kara Sutton.
We had her on the show a couple of hours ago, so the question now is, will she live through this creaky Russian rocket?
Yeah,
and,
with the drunk pilot.
And tomorrow will be when we find out. Oh, here's, I bet it's my wife calling right now. Darling.
Hello, sweetheart.
Here she is now. We got a game coming up here, so I want to keep this brief.
Okay, but let me stop you. Are you trying to get the Husband of the Year award? You are already perfect in your own little way, but
yeah.
Now you're venturing into new areas of great guys.
Listen to this. Okay, now how come I didn't get this in here's what I got, and I didn't say this to your face and said it on the radio today. If you missed the early part of the show, you know I don't do anything. And I said to my wife, I would paint a room.
Mm-hmm.
And to anybody, that might just sound like a slug job, but mm-hmm. to me, it was like someone said, why not just build the Brooklyn Bridge?
Big deal.
So I painted the room. And the
carpet, too, I might add.
I mentioned that.
Yeah.
And when my wife came home, the reaction that she got, here's what I got. She said, oh, this is beautiful. This is so nice. I am so glad I picked this color. This color looks great.
I thought you could tell that I said, this looks great. Oh, and the color's great. It's a great job. I thought you knew that was the application was half of it. The reason it looked great. I mean, the color, it didn't, the color looks nice, but you did such a nice job. I said, oh, this is beautiful. My feels of delight would have been payoff enough for you.
See, this is why we have to have these discussions on the radio, because sometimes in real life we don't.
We could have had this privately. You could have said.
What about yesterday when I came to see you at your job and you embarrassed me about my haircut?
You are so cute. You just didn't want to say you got to cut it. Haircuttery, nobody cares.
You do. You and all your snob friends do.
They, I mean, you know what?
The way
you
said
so
it to me.
And I was mentioning how shy you were and sweet, and people remarked on how nice you were, and I said, oh, he's so shy. And when one person said, you really didn't look like you wanted to be there, I said, he's just shy.
Yeah.
I said, and then I embarrassed him about his hair because he didn't want to say he got to cut it haircuttery. And then the people all over say, well, I go to a barber. Well, I just go to this.
I'm standing there with these people you work with, and you look at me like I'm five, and you go, oh, look, you got your hair cut. Where'd you go? Like a retard, would you go, where did you go? Did you go to the haircuttery?
And the bad part was you had gone, or the good part was that you had gone to the haircuttery.
And it looked great, and you had no, and you should have been proud of that. Yes, I got it. I'm looking good. I told you how handsome you look, and I don't talk to you like you're five. I talk to you like I love you, which is the way talk to one of our dogs or, you know, a child.
I just have a question.
Yeah.
After having talked to you for about a minute here on the radio,
mm-hmm.
did you dial the wrong number? Is this my wife calling today?
All right. Okay, you know
I'm
what?
I'm just making
you were,
sure.
You had just been such a great guy over the weekend. You have never talked to a contented wife, I guess.
A happy wife.
A wife that is, I was proud of my husband yesterday, and you even came in with the pink paint on your hands to show that you're a man around the house.
Right.
You know, I don't know if you'd rather me be crabby with you. You can go back to your old ways. That's easily enough arranged.
No, I just didn't know. I just didn't, you know, I didn't get quite the reality over the top that I'm getting now here. That's all. But okay, so you're happy. So you're not mad. You don't think I'm five.
No, I talk to you like I love you.
Okay. Listen to that. She's filled with great love for you.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
But now here's the question. Now, does that mean I have to do more work now?
Well, you know, you can rest a little bit. There are other rooms, but, you know, I'm not lining you up. No, I'm not going to abuse you because you were good.
Okay, outstanding.
I'm not going to take advantage of you.
Is this a? Let me just ask you one thing. Is this a trap? Is this a trap? If I do good stuff and you seem to be happy, is it a trap?
You know, you just have no clue the way the world works. If
no,
you do good
obviously
stuff
not.
And people become happy with you, you are just so unaccustomed to the
yes.
role of good guy.
Yes, I am.
You don't know the reaction that this is the reaction you get.
Okay, well, how much good stuff do I have?
You give.
Let me tell you a hint. That's why people do good stuff. It makes them feel good, and they get appreciated.
Mm.
You should try it. It's a really pleasant way of life.
I don't know.
Think it over.
I don't know. You know, I guess you're right. All right, darling. Thank you. How was work today? How were those fine people I met yesterday?
It was fine. I like my work. It was fun.
Okay, good. Well,
all right.
That's all I have. This is not a trap. You promise?
I come home happy every day, just like you do from your job.
All right, enough of that.
Okay.
Okay, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye, love you. Well, there she goes.
Yeah.
See, I guarantee you know what happened? I get home tonight and she'll say, you embarrassed me on the radio. You talked about my friends at work. Why did you do that?
Now, I'd like a report on that. I think she is filled with great joy.
Seems I'll let
like
you know.
I mean, I think you're going to go home tonight and have a very good night.
Sounds like it.
I laugh because I'll say that now and it won't happen.
It won't.
But I really...
I guarantee it
that
won't.
That was as positive as I think I've ever remembered her calling.
Well, you've been married 23 years. Consider this is the first thing I've ever done.
Is it really?
Well, I mean...
You've done other things.
But I've never...
It sounds to me, and this might scare you, but it sounds to me like maybe you need to become more handy. That seems to be what really gets her
going. Yeah, but no, I found out...
Doesn't she normally mock you, though, when you try to be handy? And
yes, but...
She didn't mock you
because
about this.
Because I'm telling you, I did such a fantastic job of painting this room.
Except for the paint on the floor, and she didn't get fazed by that, because you're replacing the carpeting.
Right.
You found your niche.
Because there's already cat puke all over that floor anyway.
Ah.
Hey, Jen?
Yeah?
Oh, here we go. We're ready to play. It's all relative. I'm sorry.
Tonight, a warm meal, a kind word... And a bit of affection.
You think?
Mm-hmm.
You think?
Sounds like it.
Here's what I already know. A warm meal is out of the question.
Mm. You're not getting that?
Well, it'll be microwaved. It'll be me microwaving something.
Then I will scratch that off.
What was the second thing?
A kind word.
Possible.
And a bit of affection.
Not a chance.
All right.
Not a chance.
Okay.
Of that happening tonight. Just my guess.
All right.
Just my guess. Maybe I'd be happy to give you the opposite report tomorrow. But I just think, and I'll tell you another reason. Do you have the Washington Post?
Yeah.
Anybody got today's Washington Post? I'll tell you exactly. I'm dumb enough to read the horoscope of the Washington Post.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody in the world is getting laid today except me.
Really?
According to the... Listen to this.
That's not right.
Hey, Jen, are you still there?
You told me to read those things.
Hold on, darling. I read them just for fun.
Okay.
Listen, for instance, if you're a Libra...
Uh-huh.
Flirtations, whispers laid to loving encounters tonight.
Ooh, that's
plan to go to bed early, but don't expect to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Scorpio,
I'll be there.
The going is hot and heavy today on several levels. Your passions are stirred up.
Wow.
Let me see. Leo, the sexual change in the air means you should plan on a passionate night with someone you love.
Man, you're right about this. Everybody's getting some. Huh.
Virgo, here's me.
Uh-huh.
Tensions that have been building up the last few days can be relieved by sharing your innermost thoughts with that special someone.
Well, that's good, too. What's mine? What's Cancer? What is mine?
Cancer? Early in the day, you will get a call from the health department.
Stop it! Stop! You know, I can't react. I can't react because you're going to do it more because I react to it.
Early in the day. Now, Mike, even yours says you're going to get laid. Listen to this.
I'm not, though.
Early in the day, you may feel that you're the target of unfair criticism.
Yes.
But that's like every day for you.
Mm-hmm.
As the day unfolds, your spirit should perk up. Be ready to relieve the pressures of the day by snuggling with someone you care about and trust.
I will do that, but it's not a sexual thing.
I know, it's with your daughter.
I got my kids tonight, but that's absolutely just so that's accurate.
That's sweet.
Which would mean that all the other ones that you read that do sound like
what's
going on.
So what?
But maybe your thing doesn't say you won't get any.
What Geraldine Saunders in today's horoscope is saying: everybody's getting laid except Virgos.
Mm-hmm.
And today is Rob's birthday,
right.
And it's always interesting to read that thing, if March 8th is your birthday.
Uh-huh.
If March 8th is your birthday, the revolution is coming.
The best news he could hear.
This will be the best.
The revolution is coming.
Very good.
Jen?
Yeah.
Jen, you're totally Jen, and you're ready to play It's All Relative for $100. Jen, where are you calling us from?
Buffalo, New York.
Right on, WBUF. Jen, who are we going to be calling in this game? Which one of your relatives?
I'm my Aunt Cindy.
Your who, Cindy? Cindy? Is it?
Yes.
Aunt Cindy?
Aunt Cindy.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to be calling Aunt Cindy. We'll ask her three questions. You get all three right. She matches your answers. You win $100.
Now, keep in mind, just like to add that I am a Virgo also.
Have fun.
Don't plan on getting laid tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you painted a room, don't plan on getting laid. Here we go. The revolution is coming. Now, keep in mind that, the questions can't be exactly like they used to be, but still, we can ask plenty good ones.
Sure.
Of all the members in your family, first names only, who has the biggest problem? Of all the people in your family, rather, not friends, people in your family, first names only, who has the biggest problems with drug or alcohol?
Ronnie.
Who is that?
My Uncle Ronnie.
Uncle Ronnie.
Ron.
Uncle Ronnie. Mike.
She might call him Tiger, because that's what we call him.
Tiger.
All right, we'll put that in parentheses. Tiger. Tiger.
Just so we know, is it drug, alcohol, or all of the above?
Maybe all of the above.
All of the above. Beautiful. Mike.
All right, Jen, in your family, of all your family members, male or female, who do you find most attractive?
In my family?
Mm-hmm. Who's the most
attractive? I'm going to have to say Sarah.
Oh, Sarah.
Sarah.
Hey, with a crazy bi-coastal thing happening. Nutty like that.
Very interesting.
And if it was okay legally, no ramifications, no jail time, no Martha Stewart time, if you could legally kill any member of your family, who would you kill?
Martha.
Melissa.
Martha.
Oh, is it Martha or Melissa? I'm sorry.
Martha.
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 No, Melissa.
Which?
Hold on.
Jen, do you have some... I mean, I'm having trouble understanding.
I heard Melissa and then... which is it, Martha or Melissa?
Melissa.
Melissa. And why would you kill her? If you could.
I'd like not to say those reasons.
Okay, hold on, Jen. Let's give your Aunt Carol a call here.
Which relative takes the marbles out of the mouth?
You got a number there, Robbie?
Aunt Cindy.
Okay. Did I say Carol? Right. It's Aunt Cindy.
Who's the one with the most alcohol?
Where are me?
And who's the one you find most
attractive?
So the answer is...
Ronnie, who is otherwise known as Tiger.
Tiger, he's drug and alcohol.
She's most attracted to Sarah.
Sarah.
Sarah, of course. And she would kill Melissa if she had the opportunity, and there were no consequences. You know, you did that one a while back, and even when we were doing the other show...
Hey, Cindy there, please.
That was my favorite. Melissa.
Who's speaking?
Aunt Cindy.
This is John.
Is he related? Ask him if he's related to
Jen. Do you have a niece named Jen?
Who lives in Buffalo?
She lives in Buffalo. We're playing a radio game with Jen, and in order for her to claim her prize, we need you to come on the air with us. Will you come on the radio for a moment?
All right, good. So this will be... Maybe it's the uncle.
Is that okay?
I want to say if it's the uncle, that maybe she gets 2 out of 3, she gets the money.
Yeah, but if the uncle's name is Ronnie, we got trouble.
Hi, Cindy. We have your niece Jen on the phone with us.
Aunt Cindy's coming to the phone now.
We got it.
Okay, when you hear voices, you'll be
okay.
In the air.
Thank you, Robbie. Here we go. All right, everybody. Here is Aunt Cindy. Aunt Cindy.
Hey, Aunt Cindy.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hi.
Welcome to our radio show. We have your niece, Mumble. Jen, on the line with us. Hi, Jen.
Hi.
Hi there.
Jennifer. Hi.
So we asked, Aunt Cindy, we asked Jennifer 3 questions about your family.
Okay.
And she's got a chance to win some money if your answers match up.
Okay.
Of everybody in your family, this game is called It's All Relative.
It's All Relative. It's, okay.
We do this game as a public service to help families come together. of all the people in your family, who do you think has the biggest problem with drugs or alcohol?
This will bring you together, Cindy.
Mm-hmm.
A pardon?
Go ahead. Just answer the question, please.
We're just healing
what
here.
What station is this, anyways?
This is the Satan station.
It's the what?
Satan station.
So, Cindy, Jen, answer this question. If you match it, you can help her out here. Who is the family member with the biggest problem with drugs or alcohol?
I would have to say that would be her uncle.
And who would that be?
Who is that?
No last name.
I would
necessary.
Say we'll go with a code name as Tiger.
Tiger.
Yeah.
Tiger is a winner.
Tiger, a winner.
That's pretty good. I'll tell you right now that you've already won a $50 gift certificate to Applebee's.
Yay!
You don't have to settle for fast food. Applebee's Carside now ready to go at your neighborhood Applebee's.
All right, Cindy, you ready for question number 2?
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, there are 3 questions on Cindy.
And Cindy, listen carefully if you can.
Okay.
All right? Question number 2. Who is the family member, male or female, that you feel, and obviously Jen feels, is most attractive?
Is most what?
Attractive.
Attractive.
Attractive. The prettiest, the more handsome.
I would have to say that would be herself.
That would be Jen.
Oh.
I'm so sorry. She said lovely Sarah is the most attractive. What's that? That's kind of a non-committal.
Well, Jennifer's really into herself too, so.
Jennifer is meow.
How into herself is Jennifer?
Very into herself.
Is she shallow, self-centered?
No.
Well, that was Jen that answered. Cindy, how do you feel about that?
About what?
About whether she's
Jesus shallow and self-centered and like you, maybe a little stupid.
No, I don't think she's shallow and self-centered. I just think she thinks she's hot.
Well, I guess that is Jen hot, Cindy?
Yes, she's hot.
Okay. Hot as hot as July, Mike.
Is Sarah hot?
Sarah's hot too.
Okay.
How about Tiger?
All her sisters are hot.
How about Tiger the druggie and then the boozy? Is he hot?
Well, that's my brother, so that's kind of gross.
All right. Last question. Last question. What the hell? We're up on the gun because I spent so much time with my wife. You get this one right, we'll give you the $100.
All right.
If it was absolutely legal with no ramifications, no jail time, no nothing. If you could kill anybody in your family.
If Jen could kill any member.
If Jen could kill anybody and get away with it, you know, absolutely no jail time, nothing. You just kill somebody, you get away with it. Who would Jen kill in your family?
Oh, my God, that would be... Jennifer,
you know this one!
What?
You know this one!
Hey, Jen, pipe down, Jen.
If Jennifer could kill anybody in the family, who would it be?
See, this show
is
still good.
I was going to have to say my brother's future ex-wife.
What's her name?
Tracy?
No!
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 No.
Based on this conversation, I would have picked you.
Yes, I would too.
But no, as a matter of fact, Jen said if she could kill anybody, she would kill Melissa.
Melissa? Jennifer? Sister.
Jennifer, why would you want to kill Melissa?
And I don't like her.
And is it
sick.
Is it your sister, Jen?
Yes, it's the oldest.
The oldest, your older sister.
And who's the girl that Aunt Cindy thought you wanted to marry or kill? It was Sarah.
It's uncle's ex-wife.
You are a modern American family.
Is that Ronnie? Is that Ronnie's ex-wife?
Yes, it is.
Oh, Cindy, see, that's who you want to kill.
No, I don't.
No, yes, Cindy, you do want to kill Tiger.
No, Tracy. No.
Crazy.
Cindy wants to kill Tracy because it's the ex-wife of Cindy's husband, right?
Is Cindy
Oh, forget it. This family is impossible to communicate with.
Aunt Cindy is talking about she'd like to kill the wife of the guy who's the boozer and the alcoholic, right?
Yeah.
And the pill popper.
The ex-wife.
The ex-wife of Tiger.
Right.
And why did she do Tiger wrong, Cindy?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
All right.
And what about sweet Melissa?
She just doesn't fit the family picture.
Melissa's not into herself, and she's not self-centered, and she doesn't think she's hot, and she studies all the time, and she's a good kid.
So that's why you...
Wow, you
she's
just...
She's not a partier or anything like that, so that's why she's the outcast of the family.
Cindy, you just dissed Jen, didn't you?
Yeah, I always dissed Jen. Jen knows what Aunt Cindy feels about her.
Oh, what do you...
Wow.
What do you think about her, Aunt Cindy?
What do I think about her?
About Jen, yeah.
Oh, I love her to death. I wouldn't change a thing about her.
Sounds like it. Right. Tell, yeah.
Okay, congratulations.
For winning nothing?
No. Oh, hold on. No. Certainly not nothing. Certainly not nothing.
What a lovely woman.
Everyone.
If you were here, and this is very out of character for me, your prize would be a sharp backhand across your head like Bernie Mac does to his kids. There was a scene last night. I do love me the Bernie Mac.
Sure.
He is so freaking funny. At one point, he walks into the kids' room last night, and the kids are doing something. And his kid said something stupid. And he just goes, would you stop with that? He does this thing. Just goes, right on the side of the kid's head.
Corporal punishment on network television.
No, but you know what it is? It's a loving tap.
Yeah, it's a love tap, right.
That's what I do. I give you a love tap. Honey, hey, Aunt Cindy?
Yeah?
You like Applebee's?
Yes, love Applebee's.
There. Each of you get the $50 gift certificate to Applebee's. So each of you get $50 worth of stuff at Applebee's.
If you go together, that's $100 worth of cheese sticks.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for playing It's All Dysfunctional.
All righty.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye, Jen. I agree,
bye.
And I believe that name change is in order.
I like
Cindy.
That. Yeah.
We love her because she doesn't study and she parties and I hate her and I love her. And here's
whatever. Well,
they were nice.
That's an unexpected bonus on a little game like that, isn't
what
it?
What name, Cindy, special? It's All Dysfunctional.
I love it.
Yeah. I think that ought to be the regular name of the game.
I don't blame Tiger for drinking.
I don't either. Nor do I. Tiger's my man.
Yeah.
And frankly, I think Sarah is hot.
Yep.
And I don't think Melissa deserves to die.
No, not at all.
I think Tiger's wife deserves to die.
And Tracy, I'd just like to meet her.
Yeah.
I really would.
And Jen is... What was that TV show? Jen is absolutely...
Fabulous.
Fabulous.
The radio was strictly forbidden.
Fairboat.
One man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Who's Buzz?
That's me.
He made it up.
You know, Buzz, and all this talk, I was talking to my wife, obviously, about my weekend. Mm-hmm. To get this for tomorrow. I forgot to ask you.
Yeah?
Buzz, we never talk about your weekend, but I happen to know that your wife's brother was in town, right?
Yeah, the wonderful John was here. It was
John.
Great to see him.
Okay, tomorrow I want to talk about that.
All right.
I want to talk about that, and also tomorrow we'll talk about... Hey now, the Look Around Cafe.
Very good.
You know, I think we could spend the whole time talking about Buzz's brother-in-law.
And also tomorrow, I forgot to get this, my incredible multitasking son.
Wow.
Just some of the stuff for tomorrow that we didn't get to.
Very good.
Buzz?
Yes.
What's your brother-in-law's name?
John.
You said that John.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What is Marsha's maiden name?
Small. No, that was her first married name. It was Brunson. Brunson. So John Brunson.
John Brunson.
Yeah, he's
okay.
Here in town.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Is he still here?
Yeah, he's here all week, as a matter of fact. He's staying at a hotel downtown now because he's got work downtown this week.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Isn't that the sweetest? You get him in, you know, you love your relatives, you get him in for a couple of days, and
right.
You get him out to the hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You're trouble, mister.
I'm just speaking the truth.
I have no idea where this is going, but I think it'll be all right.
You know what? This is the deal. You know what? He's on his game this week, Buzz.
I can tell.
And I think you and I should both be prepared for that.
Yeah, well, you can't.
He is on his game. Look into his eyes.
Yeah, I just want to ask you about your restaurant.
I just want to ask you
about your brother-in-law.
Right.
You know what, Mike? In this new climate, I have to pull more out of my co-worker.
I know you do. I know. And that's why I'm coming in tomorrow with a flak jacket on.
We're here for you.
And I just want to say one other thing. You?
Yes?
You are perfect. You are perfect in every way.
I second that.
My birthday boy.
There you go. Lucky Rob. That's what I'm going to call Rob from now on.
Yeah.
Lucky. Hey, Buzz.
Yeah.
What's your lead story?
Martha Stewart meets her probation officer.
Hey.
Oh. That's just funny all by itself.
Yeah.
Okay. Just say it again. I'll give you a laugh track.
Martha Stewart meets her probation officer.
Stay tuned.
For news and comments.
News and comments.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That's very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Rich with the good taste of hypocrisy. The Don and Mike Show.
Here we go to Buzz Burbank. Excited about spending time with his brother-in-law.
Yeah.
Buzz brought to you by... And Buzz, does John know that you're brought by Veramax Sexual Pleasure?
I believe he knows that.
And Performance Enhancer.
Someone called for a doctor.
Doctor developed, clinically tested. Veramax works. Get it at Rite Aid, GNC, others select retailers. Try it today. Veramax 1-888 Try VMAX.
Yeah.
And now here's our friend Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Dressed in a black trench coat, Martha Stewart did not speak to reporters as she entered the courthouse this morning.
Hello!
Even though a year in prison is said to be a certainty for Martha and her co-defendant, she still had to go meet her probation officer today.
It's a good thing.
The jurors say they might have gone easier on Martha if only she had taken the witness stand in her own defense. The decision not to testify was made by her lawyers, a gamble they made and one that Martha lost.
Stay cool.
You know, I was watching the Dateline where they had the jurors,
right.
And it was pretty interesting because it really gives you a perspective on how, if you go before a jury, anything can happen.
Roll of the dice.
And the little tiny nuances, like the assistant that said something at the very end, one more thought, and that's the one that buried her, which was really her saying... It was her best friend
right.
who said, isn't it nice to have people, brokers, that tell you these things? And it was an afterthought from a friend who was not in any way trying to incriminate Martha Stewart.
Right.
But that one statement they said was one of the most pivotal statements in the trial.
But here's two things. First, I think we're all in agreement. Her lawyers were wrong for not putting her up on the stand.
Right.
So at least these jurors wouldn't think that she's
hiding something.
A big star is getting away with it.
Right.
Second, I watched that same Dateline thing and I watched the Today Show. Here's what I don't get about this. I'm all for finding out the insight about why a jury found somebody guilty.
Mm-hmm.
There are two problems with this, in my estimation. Okay. First, these people are on TV like they're celebrities now.
Right.
They're the six of the seven of them up there. They're sitting there on Dateline. They're all going to write books or get their things.
And you wouldn't have seen that at the John Gotti trial.
And one of the things that one of the jurors said that just pissed me, I got so mad, said, well, I think it what she was saying without saying it was she was saying she's better than us and we have to send a message that she's not better than us. No.
You mean lawyer? Lawyer was saying that?
No, this was a jury.
Talking about what Martha Stewart did?
One of the guys on the jury was saying that because she didn't get on the stand.
Oh, okay, they interpreted it that way.
That, right. And saying, so what we had to do was show her and teach her a lesson, and we wanted to send a message that the big people could be brought down as easy as the little people. And all that's fine, but really, isn't it supposed to be guilty or innocent?
Yeah.
Whether you're Martha Stewart or whether you're Joe Blow, it should be one standard for everybody, and I understand that. You didn't think that she was being honest. You think that she's guilty. You think she should go to jail.
Wasn't about that.
But even if that's the case, right, that's fine. I don't want to see these people the next night on Dateline like they're celebrities and then hear Deborah Norville saying, our exclusive with juror number 7 from the Martha Stewart trial.
I didn't hear that. That'd be very scary. I mean, that'd be very scary if they're interpreting it that way and have to, send a judgment call like that.
That is exactly what one of the jurors said. Now, I don't know if I don't want to say that it was the first one to speak.
Right.
The black guy.
Uh-huh.
Or as Rob would say, the big black guy.
Mm-hmm.
But, one of them, might have been a woman actually last night on Dateline, said the same thing. If anybody heard it, I don't mind if you call to tell me I'm wrong because sometimes I hear stuff wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what I heard. The guy said, part of the reason we're a jury is to let people know what's acceptable. Sending a message.
Right.
Well, I mean, if she's guilty and they thought she was guilty, making that statement's not necessarily incorrect. If they're saying it because they're somehow judging intangibles, then it's very, very wrong.
And that's why they found her
guilty. And even if they are, even if that's why they found her guilty, don't go on TV to make yourself famous to get your own 15 minutes to talk about it.
I think it's really a bad thing, really, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm thinking aloud right now, that I think it's a bad thing that juries go on television anyway. I don't think it ought to be allowed. I really don't think it should be allowed.
Because
once you're on a jury, you should be...
In our current society, these people all end up on Celebrity Justice. Some of them will get their own shows out of that, perhaps.
The whole jury system is shrouded, or not shrouded, but balanced by the fact that you can vote and discuss in secret.
Right.
The way the justice...
And even after the trial, it seems to me that maybe they should... I just found the whole thing very disturbing and also reinforcing something that's probably been said to Don and myself over the years. You don't want to go before a jury. And you really don't, because you never know. I mean, it's really random. It's completely random. Mm-hmm. Nobody knew when they went to, went into deliberations. Nobody knew what was going to happen.
Right.
And that's it's a terrifying prospect.
And it could have been the exact same outcome if they put Martha Stewart on the stand, if she had gone up on the stand and given her best performance. The same jurors could have said, oh, she was just put on a show.
Well, the thing is, the evidence, I think, really, I don't think they had a case to defend her. Because the hard evidence is when she sits down at her secretary's
desk. Hard evidence.
And changes the entry that she got on the,
entry.
That's the thing. I think she was doomed.
Yeah.
I really do.
I hate to see the jurors become stars, but it is interesting to see how they think and, how they arrived at their decision.
It was a unanimous verdict, and I think she's guilty.
Yeah. Well, none of this is a good thing for Martha. Today, she resigned her seat on the board at Revlon. The remaining board members and Martha Stewart Living met to decide where they go from here.
Now, is that B-O-A-R-D or B-O-R-E-D?
Well,
the remaining board
interchangeable,
members.
Interchangeable, either one, really. But and her TV show was taken off the air today by two Viacom outlets, CBS and UPN. The show had already mostly been buried with airings in the middle of the night.
That's incredible. You're right, Rob.
So that's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. Yeah. All right. Whatever.
And earlier you told us about the David Crosby marijuana bust. Well, a musician from a more currently relevant group, meanwhile, has been arrested for punching a newspaper deliveryman.
Who?
The paper guy accused 32-year-old Todd Harrell, the bassist for Three Doors Down, of stealing newspapers from a convenience store vending machine. The paper guy says Todd paid for one paper and took three, and that when confronted, Harrell punched him in the face three times and then kicked him in the groin. The paper guy also faces charges because he allegedly drew a gun on the musician. It happened near the band's hometown along the Mississippi Gulf Coast at a convenience store called the Cheapo Depot.
What is that Three Doors Down song that that everybody plays?
Kryptonite?
Slow one. They got someone out there.
No. I know the one you're talking about.
I go down to get the newspaper, and I reach inside for 35 cents. I get four papers instead of one. Woo, yeah.
Hold on, you got who?
I got my four papers.
Oh, here they are now.
Price. I want four for one special at the Cheapo Depot.
I like the Three Doors Down.
Oh, here they are. This is the song, Three Doors Down.
Jesus Christ. Rob, it takes so long to set it up.
I know.
The machines take so... Forget it. Just forget it. Look, I press the button. It's not even...
Oh, well, everybody's heard about the bird.
How you doing? It's your first time in country?
I just feel like whenever you play that
I know.
I'm going to make a Vietnam line.
I know. Joker? How do you feel about... killing women and children. Oh, it's not too tough. You just got to lead them more.
Oh, that's the guy in the helicopter.
There he is.
Some Full Metal Jacket.
Fantastic.
Hey, stop that.
What are you trying to do?
You ruined my record.
You ruined my record, man. I just bought it.
Is Dave there?
Hey, Dave.
Hey, Dave, where's the stuff?
Dave's not here, man.
Come on, Dave.
An embalmer at UCLA has been arrested for allegedly selling corpses and body parts for profit. The LA Times says police are investigating 54-year-old Henry Reed on suspicion of grand theft.
Ooh, I almost thought you were talking about someone who works here.
They searched his home in Anaheim Saturday night and left with several boxes.
Henry, what's in the Ziploc bag?
The University
gets... Nothing, mother!
School gets about 175 donated bodies every year, and police say there will likely be more arrests in this case.
Oh, man.
Ma!
This next story, the story might alienate some potential Kerry for president supporters, but it might endear him to others.
Hold on, Buzz. Yes. Before we get to this,
yes?
we got a break.
Ah.
We have to take a break first, because I know you're going to go into... Buzz is going to go into some dangerous territory, mm-hmm. What with these new FCC rules at all.
Ooh. Yeah.
Want to say hi to anybody from the FCC listening today? Hi, you. Guys, hey, we're not scared of you.
Henry?
Ma! I'm on the phone with the commissioners from the FCC. Ma!
Take those body parts outside.
Ma!
Lower it.
I'm on the phone with Commissioner Powell. Ooh-ah-ah-ting-tang, wah-wah-bing-bang. Ooh-ee-ooh-ah-ah-ting-tang-wah-wah-bing-bang.
You're FCC. Okay, yeah. Buzz.
Yes.
With a story that has some bad stuff in it.
Shocking.
Some bad, shocking stuff about John Kerry. I'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
Home of the world's dumbest millionaire.
Hi.
The Don and Mike Show.
And here's Guy Burnley. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Well, like I was saying before that brief commercial break, this story will make some people love John Kerry and others not so much. Conservative cyber gossip Matt Drudge hopes it'll make you dislike Kerry. He's reporting that the Kerry website, the official one, is riddled with obscenity.
Okay, let me just stop this.
Yes.
For a
disclaimer, sort of.
Yes. Here's what I'd like to say right now. FCC, guess what? Buzz is going to read a story now that has some initials of words, but he's only using words that John Kerry used on his website. He's just going to use initials.
Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
John Kerry has used the F word. John Kerry has used other words and is quoted on his website as using those words. Now Buzz will give them to us in the news. Go ahead, Buzz.
Apparently, some of Kerry's public comments are chronicled on his website. Matt Drudge quotes the following out-of-context phrases. Did I expect Bush to F it up as badly as he did? That's one phrase. Another phrase used is cutting your effing legs off at the knees. These are quotes. Also from Kerry, where the F is he? And also he used the phrase, apparently, scare the living S out of me. These are all real quotes from the official Kerry website.
My God!
They were.
I believe that what we should do is have a congressional hearing, and we should look into the fact that John Kerry, a man who's running for president, on his website is alleging that he has used these four-letter words.
I cannot believe it.
Now, Matt Drudge.
No other president has ever done
never.
That.
Never. He must be the first.
We find him. I have two plans, which the FCC and the government have helped me come up with.
Okay, right? Good.
Either 25 cents for each person who has read those words on the internet, or $500,000 for each word.
Bully. Matt Drudge says he found the quotes by going to the John Kerry for President website and doing a site search for the F word and the S word.
Now, this is one thing about language. We're not going to get past this in our lifetime.
No.
But wouldn't it be great? And I think about like Star Trek, or even that new TV show that CBS got in the year 2030.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't it be great if, in an off the record, not off the record, but not in a highly dignified like debate setting, but if Kerry was on a show like Meet the Press, and that blob says, "So what do you think about Bush?" And Kerry says, "Just what Buzz just said." He really effed the whole thing up.
He really effed his mind. Yeah.
Now, would that not crystallize things for Americans? Mm-hmm. Is that not the way that Americans truly speak? I mean, I know it's not going to happen.
There's a note of honesty in
that. It's a fairy tale to think that our society would think that we're evolved enough that we could take that kind of language.
Yeah, but I think in the boardroom,
it'd be refreshing, wouldn't it?
In offices, in locker rooms, and everywhere. You know, I mean, you know, when there aren't little kids around, in most day-to-day conversation, I mean, people, that word crops up every now and then. It's not a big deal. Matt Drudge just... Yeah. Let me just get this straight.
Yeah.
Matt Drudge goes to the website and does a search for those two
words, and he finds Kerry quotes that actually contain those words.
And a wonderful human being.
Isn't he?
I would say you could probably go to... You wouldn't be on GeorgeBush.com.
No, he did a search
I've never found a guy with a last name that just fits him better.
Yeah.
Drudge.
Yeah.
I mean, perfect.
Yeah, it is.
It says it all.
I think he's super. And I think the fact that he wears that old Fred McMurray type hat, we discussed that on Friday.
We did.
That, like, cheap detective hat, that really works for you, Matt Drudge.
Yeah.
Way to go. Keep uncovering all the bad stuff that's going on. And say hi to your good friend Bill O'Reilly. is he the Dean's Peanuts, too.
A campaign source later told the Drudge that the words would probably be removed from the website. He's pointed them out.
Remove those words from the website right now, FCC.
You know what that tells me?
What?
Really tells me?
What does it tell you?
They are scared out of their minds right now.
They could get more scared. Wait for this.
Okay.
Other notes from the campaign trail. The Wall Street Journal ran an article today about how Kerry might choose NBC anchor Tom Brokaw as his running mate.
Okay, that's rule number one on how to lose the election.
No, I don't know. The article speculates that Brokaw, who was retiring from TV this fall anyway, might leave the job a bit earlier to make this happen. At last check, Brokaw said he wasn't running for anything, but he has also said in the past that he would like to run for president.
That's not going to happen.
No. Listen, you want to guarantee Bush wins?
Mm-hmm.
You put a TV anchorman as the vice president.
There's no way.
A lot of people would disagree with you on that point, because Brokaw, although maybe not wildly popular with you, is with a lot of Americans. America, especially people who bought his books.
Oh, well, they're dopes.
Well,
and I mean, they're all.
Yeah,
the
but
same.
I mean, you just don't. There's no way.
The Wall Street.
There's no way that happens, Buzz. I guarantee it right here. It will not happen.
The Wall Street Journal article quotes Democrats as saying it would be for them a dream ticket. It also quotes a Republican.
What Democrats
biggie.
Are quoted saying it would be a dream ticket?
I'll have to go back and get the names,
because
but I read them
idiots
myself.
If they're saying that. There's, he has no political experience.
It also quotes a Republican biggie saying the idea makes him nervous.
Ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, I've decided my running mate will be...
Oh, I need some applause, Robbie.
Okay.
You know that green card, that thing from Clinton's? Here you go, the commission.
I have decided my running mate will be... Brian Williams! No, I'm kidding, everybody. I'm kidding. Who would hire a crook like Brian Williams? Tom Brokaw!
Hi, Hugh. Hi, Senator Kerry. As Tom Brokaw, I'm very excited about...
Let's hear it for Tom Brokaw!
Thank you. I'm happy to be a Democrat and happy to support the Democratic Party in our campaign against President Bush. Tom Brokaw, and I'd like to introduce our prospective Secretary of State,
oh no,
Gene Shalit.
Now we're getting somewhere.
I just don't see that happening.
I understand.
Al Roker, come on down!
Well, thank you, Al. Al Roker. Al Roker. Matt Lauer, Katie Couric. Let's bring little Jane Pauley up here.
Yeah.
And you've heard President Bush refer to the axis of evil. Well, John Kerry's wife... John Kerry's wife, Teresa Hines Kerry, was spotted over the weekend wearing and handing out Asses of Evil buttons featuring the names Bush, Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Ashcroft.
What's her name again?
Her name is Teresa Hines Carey.
Oh, I knew her brother. Duncan. Duncan Hines. I'm sorry, it's very late in the show.
Yeah, but it's fine.
Yeah, you're still, you know what? You're still punching. It's late in the show. You're still trying. You're throwing it up, see if it sticks to the wall.
It's a bakering, a baking thing. It's a bakery.
But isn't Duncan Hines part of the Hines thing? I think it is.
Is that really?
It's spelled differently. No, that Hines is H-I-N-E-S. This Hines is spelled like the ketchup.
Oh, okay.
T7 variety.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, Gregory Hines.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Way to ruin my Monday.
I apologize.
You know, I wake up every day and I try to forget. Oh, first thing I think, oh, Gregory Hines still dead.
I know.
Thanks, Mike.
Sorry. And his Aunt B.
Mm-hmm.
Scouting news, the Supreme Court ruled today that a state can remove...
Hold on. His Aunt B?
B. Hines.
B. Hines?
Mm-hmm.
Hold on. Walk me through it.
Like, B. Hines.
Oh!
Oh.
Like ass.
This is why we should never stop for one of these. See, I kept moving.
I know you
after
do.
That.
You know, there is a reason you do the news.
There's
you know
a reason that. I keep moving after that, too. Scouting news.
See,
we have moments. I'll just tell you, I'll explain to you how that works.
Right.
I'm going to look at him, and if he gets it, you know, then I just keep going. If he looks at me and I get it, he keeps going.
Right.
If we look at each other and we don't get it, that's when we stop.
Behind.
You shouldn't do that.
Behind. Like Aunt B. If Aunt B was Gregory Hines and...
Behind.
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 Okay. All right. I think I know where you were going with it.
This is the last autopsy I'm attending.
That's funny.
That's funny, Buzz. Scouting news. The Supreme Court ruled today that a state can remove the Boy Scouts from its list of charities for state workers because the Scouts still exclude gays. The Scouts argue that such a move violates its constitutional right to freedom of association, and that this is discrimination based on a viewpoint. The last time the Scouts appeared before the High Court, they got their way. Permission to continue to exclude openly gay men and women from serving as Scout leaders.
Hello.
This time, the Scouts' argument ran afoul of gay rights laws in Connecticut and other states.
Mr. Stevens keeps taking us into the woods.
No, I don't want to go camping.
Hello.
There were supposed to have been 1,000 topless women marching through Daytona Beach, Florida over the weekend.
Oh, wait, it was a biker week this week? Was it Harley
it's
week?
It's kind of at the end of biker week and kind of at the midst, I guess, or preparation for spring break.
Right.
Only about 50 women took part, though, instead of 1,000, and everyone just ignored the one shirtless man who was there to march with them. The women were protesting the arrest of the other women who get busted for sunbathing topless
every
on the beach.
Every year, John Pop comes down and joins us.
Quoting the one woman who was arrested in this march, "Our breasts are not criminal." That woman, by the way, is a troop leader for the Brownies.
Oh. Incredible!
There he is.
Hi, John.
In sports, hottie tennis player Anna Kournikova still wants to be a movie star, but she's just turned down a role as a Bond girl in the next 007 movie.
Oh, that's too bad.
Kournikova, who's set fire to more men than tennis courts, says she wants to continue to concentrate on tennis for now. And finally,
because she's doing so good at tennis.
Have you ever watched...
she's won so many games at tennis.
Oh, on that very HD good. Net, when the high-definition net has just a match with her, where they just play her tennis.
Yes, I have.
You just watch it.
There may be one camera for that.
You don't even... Yeah, you don't even...
That's the thing I hate when they show the other player.
You don't even care if she's got a... You know, they do all this stuff with the top spin on the ball.
Right.
And the backhand. It's like, hey, just shut up. Just mute it. Just leave the camera on
just
her.
Just leave the camera on her. I would watch that for 2.5 hours.
She is hot.
She's and playing tennis, it's even better.
Who cares? Top spin. Finally, a 28-year-old guy has been arrested in New Britain, Connecticut for indecent exposure. He did his deed at a McDonald's.
If she was if she was Gregory Hines' aunt, her name would be Anna Hines.
That's right, Don.
Anna Hines.
Thank you.
That's funny.
Indecent exposure.
That's good.
Guy.
You learn from the best.
I just follow
you know, Michael Elston and Buzz Burbank.
Just kidding.
Follow my lead.
All right.
All right. This guy, this indecent exposure guy, did his deed at McDonald's.
She's an angel, though.
Yeah. Angel?
Anna Hine Angel.
Oh, I get it.
Ah, okay.
Now
I get it.
now you're laughing?
Absolutely.
Now you're laughing?
It's all fixed.
There you go.
The indecent exposure guy did his deed at a McDonald's, pulling up in his Nissan Maxima to the drive-thru window being worked by a 19-year-old woman. He pulled up there with his pants unzipped.
Oh, my.
The woman says he drove up to the window that day twice in one visit.
Joe.
Nope.
Can I have another apple pie, please?
No word on whether he said supersize it.
Oh.
Hey. I'm Buzz Burbank.
Right, now, there you go, Funnyman.
On the Don and Mike Show.
You redeemed yourself.
Thank you.
There you go.
All right, that's it. We will see you tomorrow with a new episode. Don't forget, live in Las Vegas on Friday. We'll be at Mandalay Bay. If you're listening to us in Las Vegas, it should be no problem. I understand we've got like 14 people to listen to the show in Las Vegas.
Very good.
Come on down. We'll be able to spend time with everybody who listens to the show. Good day to you, sir.
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 And you.
The revolution is coming!
For your birthday?
Yes.
I want you to bathe in vinegar.
Done.
So long.
All my best.
We'll meet again. This is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.